fabulous episode of
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
Who gave us jobs with security for show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show today.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on The Don and
Mike. Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Commercial I heard on Q107.
Stacey Benn doing commercial for laser hair removal.
Hi, I'm Stacey Benn. Let me take off my giant underpants. Why, I've got a variety of animals living in my underpants. After four or five
months of continuous treatment, they finally found the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, thank you, Stacey, and boy, we can't see the hair under the skirt anymore.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know good fellow book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, he's here, ladies and gentlemen, and I know it because when the fine Puerto Rican gentleman from J&R Music World was delivering the television to my new apartment today, he had a tattoo.
Really?
Of the Son of Christ on his arm.
I think that's terrific. Isn't that what the J stands for?
J&R. You're right, yeah. So anyway.
Jesus and Ricardo.
He's lifting this thing up, and I said, hey, look there on your arm. That's Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
You know what Phil once told me?
Hey, Joe, punch that music up a little bit. That music's got to be a touch live. Thank you, Joe. What did he tell you, Robbie?
He told me disc jockeys are untrustworthy.
I've heard that.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. F.U. Rob and all the ships at sea. Hey, you'll laugh so hard, it'll knock a fifi out of you.
You.
Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello. Yeah, we come to you today from our New York City radio station, WNEW-FM, on Thursday.
Where it's always just so nice to be welcomed.
Thursday, July 12th. Are you being facetious?
Well, you know, it's just we come up here and it's the same old, same old. You know, 750,000 employees, none of whom I know.
I find every time we come up, more and more people saying hello. And then, well, part of the problem is, do you ever venture out of the safe haven out there by where Pete Johnson has his cookies?
No, I sit out there with all the comings and goings, you know, but... You know, I don't know. I guess we'll have to agree to disagree right at the beginning of the show.
You got
to
walk around a little bit.
Well, I do occasionally, but I mean, it's just, I don't know anyone up here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to walk around. Well, for instance, like whoever the guy is that just walked by the window, I don't know him.
Right.
But I've said hello to him a couple of times. What, Rob, they made you sign the book when you came to work today?
Yeah, they said, hi, who are you? I said, I'm Rob, this is Lisa, we're here at the Don and Mike Show. They said, okay, sign here.
Or maybe it's worse than I thought, okay? Listen, in case you missed it yesterday, right at the very end of the show, we've archived this forever.
Right.
I know a lot of people have been calling and saying, what is the deal with Buzz? Buzz is so friendly, such a nice, affable fellow.
Yes.
And in recent months, you've seen an uglier side of Buzz.
And surly.
And Buzz has said, well, that, you know, he gets sick of phone callers that piss us off, and Buzz is voicing his opinions more.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday we heard a totally different side of the very passive Buzz Burbank.
Yeah, that size is still medium, though.
That's right.
Even though it should be a large, it's still a medium. Here is Buzz, and this for Buzz, this is as angry as it gets.
Right.
Right at the tail end of yesterday's show.
Thank you, good night, Buzz.
Thank you, good night, Don.
Thank you, good night, Mike.
Thank you, good night, Don.
And now, Ravi?
Is it a bed?
Throw that Santa Claus hat in the air. Right there from Buzz.
An F you to Rob.
Yes.
That, with Buzz, that is as bad as you're going to get.
Yeah. I was patting him on the back in the elevator, and he seemed still shocked when I said F you, Rob.
There it is. That's Buzz coming back at Rob saying F you.
It had to be said.
But the conversation last night at the very end of the show was the fact that, you know, we finally got our place here in New York, right off 66th Street, and my wife's up here, and she's getting the place fixed up for us, getting all the curtains put up and everything. And I threw out as kind of a trivia question, the boys, I said, what's the one thing that I require more than any in a house, in an apartment, in a hotel, wherever it is that I am?
I tried it on my wife, and even she got it last night.
Yeah, well, Buzz, the guy who I've been friends with longer than anyone in this room, I thought he would know it for sure.
I should.
Absolutely.
Buzz guessed a bed.
Yeah.
Now, please, I'd rather sleep on the floor and have a beautiful television set.
Seems basic, but you're right. I understand.
But we got the TV today. The TV's hooked up. We have the...
Did you do some viewing before the show?
The Manhattan Cable, yes. Getting all the as many premium channels as possible. Just let me say, though,
I thought you were going to get the DirecTV.
They have to hook that up.
Okay.
They have to hook it up. And rather than wait for them to hook up the satellite dish,
right,
I've decided just to go with basic Manhattan cable for
now. Oh, that's good. Okay, cable can be fun.
But, you know, nothing makes a new place nicer than on the very first day that you're spending time in your new dig,
right,
in the new city, than to have a member of your family, and now I'm not talking about immediate family,
right?
Wife, son, someone who actually sprung from your loins.
No.
The nicest part is having someone, let's say, your sister-in-law, coming up and spending time with you.
Uh-huh. That's great.
And your wife on your very first day, soon to be evening.
In your one-bedroom apartment.
In your new one-bedroom apartment in New York.
That's got to be real special. You know, I can tell you I feel for you on that one, because I know it's new, it's your new digs, you probably want to just feel like you're the first, and now
I'm not. I officially wasn't as soon as I walked in the door of the place, because the two of them are there having their tea party, having a great time.
You never even had a chance to mark your territory in the new place.
I never did, but...
Now, is your sister-in-law in the workplace? Is she in the workforce?
Oh, yeah, she's a teacher, so she has the summer off.
Ah, fantastic.
So this is...
Greatest fringe benefit of being a teacher.
This is her time to travel, and I guess, gee, what better time to travel than the very first weekend that, the first week that we're going to be up here actually living in New York.
Yes.
The place, for those of you ready to protest me moving into the neighborhood, is right off 66th Street. As a matter of fact, as I look out the window of our apartment, I can see the housefrows lining up to go into the view, and the morons lining up to go into the Regis show.
Oh, very cool. So you're right near ABC.
Yes, yeah, so we're very near the ABC building.
Maybe you could have Barbara Walters up for tea.
And, I'm already into this name-dropping thing, but I have to tell you that I am not the most famous person in my new New York apartment building.
Really? No? Who would be the most famous?
I was informed today that living just two floors above me...
Mm-hmm.
In the penthouse is Mr. Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty incredible.
Damned excited.
That's
so
great.
I can't wait till I see him at the laundry chute someday. Or in the trash chute.
Wow, that's terrific.
So, now I'm, I guess I'm like Hillary Clinton. I'm officially a carpetbagger.
Right.
I've officially moved, at least temporarily, when we come to New York.
Right.
And the reason for this...
When we come up here, you will live here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the reason for this will become more apparent in coming days. I can't say anything else.
Jesus.
Okay? Okay, well, listen.
That's not a quirk in it.
Okay, all right. I can't help it.
My God. Boy, that's a tough one to read into.
Well, you know, come on.
Yeah, I know. You get caught up in the city. I understand.
I'm just very excited to be here.
I understand, Pat.
Very excited to be here. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? So here I am, Mr. New York.
You're looking very svelte today. I rarely say that about you, but you are actually the work that you were talking about. You were complaining the other day, and I can see it today. That you know, and I
look at me.
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling very big today after my lunch at the deli, my open faced roast beef sandwich at the deli. Rob, at least you ate half of that Reuben.
Right.
Rob had a sandwich today that was covered with more cheese. The entire state of Wisconsin would have to work 2 days to make as much cheese as was on Rob's Reuben today.
Delicious.
And see, that's another benefit of actually having a place, is that I can now come to New York and rather go out and eat the exotic food. I can eat the same crap body for life GNC bars that I have to eat every other day.
But I'm starting my workout regimen tomorrow here in New York. I'm starting back on it. I will be,
really?
Yes, I will be getting a one-hour massage tomorrow. Good start.
Well, just let me say, I will continue to associate with all of you guys, even though you, unlike me, are not New Yorkers.
No, you are now a New Yorker.
You're out of towners.
So we are all visitors.
You are out of towners, tourists staying at the finest quality hotel.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, at least Mike is staying at a fine quality hotel.
You know, I have this strange thing that now that you're not in the hotel anymore, that they'd be able to combine the rates and give me a better room. But no, it didn't work out that way.
Did you ask?
I went in today. I was feeling all giddy because it's such a beautiful day here in New York.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely gorgeous. This city in July, you will not get a better day than today in New York City. And I walk in, and I say, I'm standing next to this guy who thought I was a mook. I walk up to the check-in girl, and I say, excuse me, the check-in girl, the front desk attendant.
Hey, girl.
I say to her, and she was German, and she said, yes, may I einen helfen you? I said, give me the best room you have.
That's because Mike and I, it's in our contract, we always stay at German-owned and operated hotels.
I knew that. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. If they are not wearing Lederhosen or the St. Pauli girl outfit behind the front desk, we are not staying there.
We know if nothing else, they're going to be efficient.
I was giddy, and then I, you know, and so she said, oh, well, will that be smoking or not? I said, whichever is the best room. And she said, okay. And so when she said, okay, or she said, I'm an okay, I went up in the elevator, and I'm expecting to get, you know, a better room, like a super deluxe room. You know that real fancy one you had that one time?
Yeah, well, I lucked into it.
The one you got lucky with?
Because I asked for a smoking room, and they said, well, the only smoking room we have available is like the Queen of Sheba Palace. And I said, well, right, if you must.
Yeah, if you have to. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, and when I walked in there, it was the same old room. It was the same exact. Well. In fact, it may have been a little smaller than any room I've had before.
Wow. Well, sometime when my wife and any other members of her family that want to fit into the clown car and come on up here to get into this cramped apartment. And
right.
Anytime that they're not here, you guys are welcome to come on over. I mean, we can have, you know.
Can you barbecue? Do you have a deck?
No, but we can open a window.
Okay. All right.
We can open a window.
Could I come over, like, one of the nights that we're up here and you're by yourself in your apartment? Why don't we all come over and I will cook for everybody?
Okay, it's
That'd
a deal.
Be great. All right.
Does
that sound gay enough for everybody?
I love that.
And, I'll make you all some nice food.
Also, I want you to know something else great about this is that this place has a doorman.
Uh-huh.
And I've had to introduce myself to the doorman.
Right.
And I already set it up with him. I said, now, listen, you know, that's my wife, Frida. And that's my sister-in-law, Robin. You know, other weekends and other times when I'm up here, when I'm here with my friend Mike,
absolutely.
You're going to meet women who will be identified to you as Laverne and Shirley. It's very important. You never mention Laverne and Shirley to Miss Frida.
Right. Can't be done.
All right, how about 2 weeks from now, next time we're back, I bring Mike O'Mara's shirtless cookout.
I will make a fabulous shirtless meal for everybody.
Wonderful. So, listen, the big story in New York is this bride that backed her car into a bunch of people.
Lizzie Grubb?
Up at the
Grubman.
Hamptons. And I guess we'll talk about that because that's important here. But really, the Gary Condon thing, and I know people are getting sick of Gary Condon, but I have to tell you that last night, and I'm not sure exactly where the story came from that I'm going to tell you about that I heard. It might have come from the flight attendant, or it might have come from another one of the girls he was banging.
Right.
Of course, you've heard that he's also banged, and at the time she was 18, like a preacher's daughter.
Yeah,
right?
The daughter of a minister, 18 years old at the time.
Okay. Oh, and listen, I got something else about condom before I talk about the rules for dating him that one of these girls was on TV saying last night. No serious rules. Is his wife, and I'm not saying this is a gag, is his wife like in a wheelchair or something?
I hear she's very ill.
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to make her feel a lot better.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Now, you don't hear any play about this.
No.
And we've talked about her only because I've seen the still shot of her face of her big Joker smile.
And I believe the mainstream media, you know, that is the one area where they are trying to, you know, respect her and keep her out of the limelight, because I haven't seen a lot of pictures of her.
Well, now, if she is in a wheelchair or disabled or something, you know, shouldn't this guy get the same treatment as Newt Gingrich? Remember when Newt Gingrich had cancer while she was in the hospital dying? He, like, showed up one day with flowers and said, honey, these flowers for you. And, oh, yes, P.S., here's my divorce papers. I'll see you later.
How long have they been married? That's Buzz, do you know any of your stories? Do you remember?
I don't. In years, I'll try to track that down. I know they have been married for a very long time.
Well, if anybody knows what's wrong with her.
The flight attendant, you know, for a little long in the tooth, but the flight attendant's pretty foxy.
Yeah, right. I told you the other day, I think that the hair is definitely a dye job.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it might have been the flight attendant. Well, listen, if anybody knows what's wrong with Condon's wife, give us a call. So they have a broad on TV yesterday. Now, I'm not sure if it was the flight attendant or another girl he dated, but she was telling them the rules that Gary Condon had for the many women that he was with. And I guess the guy had a freaking stable.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like he just had Chandra Levy and the flight attendant and the 18-year-old. He had, I guess, you know, a broad in every port.
Mm-hmm.
The rules were as such, and what great rules they are. Rules that only a married congressman could come up with.
Sure.
Rule number one.
Okay.
Never call me.
Right.
Only page me. Mm-hmm. Only use a paging service.
Right.
Rule number two. Whenever we get together, it's when I want to get together. Never when you want to get together. Rule number three. I am not making these up. I saw a broad on TV one of these last night.
Dick.
Number three. Rule number three.
Mm-hmm.
We never meet at your place. We only meet at my place. Rule number four.
Okay.
If you're in the elevator.
I love the fact that you've committed these to memory.
Yeah, I did. Well, I've got a New York apartment now. Rule number four.
Uh-huh.
If you're in the elevator and my neighbors are getting off on the same floor as you, you cannot get off on the same floor. You have to ride the elevator to a different floor.
Were these, like, written down for him?
These apparently
for her?
I don't know if they were written down, but these were the rules that Congressman Condon gave to his women. And the other one was,
this is a picture of a bad guy that's coming out here. This is a real bad dude.
So much more.
The other one was something along the lines of, never annoy me. Or,
right.
I mean, I'm not, that one I'm not phrasing correctly. If anybody else has the fifth one, it was something like, you know, you're here just to service me,
right?
There's nothing ever beyond this, so let's get that understood right away from the very beginning.
It's good that way, too. You know, you were talking about
how charming
could this guy have been. Well, it's the power thing,
very
I guess.
True.
Talking about his pager, one of the ladies said that there was no voice message. When you call the pager, all you hear is music and then a beep. And he did that in case anybody ever accidentally called that number. They wouldn't be able to identify him in any way.
He's tricky, isn't he?
My God. But just think of the amount of stink this guy must have pursued to have this kind of a system down.
He reportedly had secret cars, secret vehicles, both in Washington and in California, including a little red sports car that he drove around in and sort of kept hidden away. Nobody really knew what his modes of transportation were once he arrived at one place or the other.
Goddamn, what a guy. So he has the list of rules.
Right.
He's got all these broads that he's banging. He's got these different cars.
What a scumbag.
Wow.
But it's great material, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it is fascinating. Everybody's really... They wonder why America gets fascinated with these kind of stories. But, I mean, when you're a congressman...
Oh, we love it.
And you're doing stuff that the average guy that you know has something on the side wouldn't do.
Hey, listen, I'm kidding here about all this crap with my apartment, but you know that from the moment I'm positive when I got married to Frida that she had a LoJack installed in my penis, and no matter where I go or what I'm doing, she knows exactly where I am and what I'm doing.
Well, I would be very curious to know the health of his wife and what the status is. You hear, and I
all
guess
right,
out of respect for her, you hear very little
right.
about the
right,
wife,
we,
but
we
she's obviously standing by him, right?
We have some, or sitting by him.
Sitting by him, right.
Sitting by
him. She's in a wheelchair.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Do you know what Conda's wife has?
I certainly do.
What is it?
She has internal complications.
Meaning what?
Internal complications.
Oh, get it, intern.
Oh, get out of here.
You're doing sick.
Get out of here, please.
Hey, bud, sorry we had to cut you off there, pal.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes. The wife, what I read was that she doesn't really have anything other than migraines. He tells everybody that she has some serious illness.
Ah.
Oh, so they're is he, but he's an idiot if he's going there. This guy
but
is
panicking.
He tells, basically, I think he tells the women he's seeing, you know, that his wife has all these problems. That's why he's, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, but if she has been seen in a wheel, but a migraine wouldn't put, well, some people, you know, go into like the fetal position.
And the wheelchair, I don't know that. That's just something that, you know, but that's the problem when you got MSNBC and Fox News and CNN, that you flip by all those shows.
Some people that get migraines can actually work with migraines, but they're incredibly strong.
Mike O'Mara.
Let's hear it.
Mike O'Mara for migraines, everybody.
Thank you all very much. I'm here all week.
hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello?
Hello? I think we're calling like a private jet.
You're on the air. Yeah, I'm talking to you. All right, come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Over. Hello?
You're on the air.
Yes. Did that guy check out yesterday who needed the money and stuff?
Oh, the guy who we were going to give the plane ticket to?
Right.
Well, you know what we've done? We went on good faith. And also, you'll be glad to know that here on the Don and Mike show, if you call and you say your dad's dying and you need a plane ticket somewhere and we decide for the one in a million chance that we're going to do something nice for you, the guy said that the plane costs about $400.
Right.
Well, because we care,
right?
We found a much lower fare.
We did indeed. We helped him out.
We found a much lower fare, and what we've done is we just... I think, Lisa, didn't we just pay it? Is that what we did? We just paid for the guy's ticket?
Lisa's pantomiming again.
Okay, no, I get it. No, he's paying, and he's going to send us the receipt.
Ah.
Then we're going to pay it for him. I think.
Nice to see that he's handling it much like all the other CBS expenses.
I think
he'll pay for it first, and then they'll reimburse him down the road.
About a month. Well, I think the argument that was brought up was one that was brought up yesterday on the show. If the guy's got credit cards, why can't the guy just pay for it, and then we'll reimburse him?
Right.
I think he was worried about racking up a debt that he wouldn't be able to pay off.
Well,
I think
what you guys did was cool, and I appreciate it.
Fortunately, we found him an El Cheapo rate. Now, of course, he had to fly in the middle of the night, and he had to stop in like eight different cities. But
yes, it's a trip from Washington, D.C. to Florida, and it has 17 connections.
He should be in Florida now.
Yeah, he's going by way of Tucson.
Hey, Lisa, do we know? Hey, come here. Do you know anything about this? Do you know if the guy actually is on his way? And he'll give us the receipt. That's what she's just put on the computer screen. Do you know when the guy is planning on flying down to Florida?
Yeah, he's leaving tonight out of BWI and then coming home on
Sunday. And the guy checked out? Everything was legit?
Everything was legit.
Then good for him.
His dad is dying?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay.
That sounded weird.
No, but you know, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, that it just checked out and it's not a scam.
It's good that his dad is dying, but
he wanted to take his son down to see his grandfather.
Because then we actually did something nice. But again, please, let's all keep that on the down low.
I know, we're supposed to forget about that. So
Anybody who's a copycat, you know, it doesn't matter if your mother was beheaded.
Hello, Don and Mike. Just
forget about it.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Where do you guys?
Does anybody really know what the deal is with Conda's wife?
I'd love to know, but this is a woman I believe that they are keeping out of these news stories. You know, what's so funny about this Conda story, you didn't get this with Clinton, because obviously it was the President of the United States, but
Clinton.
There's this attitude in several corners. Howard Kurtz, who writes for the Washington Post, I mentioned this yesterday, of, you know, this story shouldn't be covered, and he's covering the people like CBS who aren't covering the story. Give me a goddamn break.
Well, I think if there's something wrong with Mrs. Condom, that If a newspaper that thinks it has morals wouldn't print it, you got to know this is right up like the Inquirer's alley or the Star.
Oh, yeah.
To get a picture of the lady in the wheelchair and then a picture of Congressman Condit there with Chandra Levy.
Well, it makes the guy more of a dirtbag if she is ill.
I have heard the migraine thing before, and one of the girlfriends, and maybe this was even Chandra talking to somebody before she disappeared, said that his story was that his wife is very ill, but that he and his wife are basically just friends. They're just friends. That's their relationship.
So you think that is the thought then that's the scam that he works?
That's apparently his story.
He goes into a bar at night and he says, "Hi, do you know me? Boy, listen to my sad tale of woe. My wife has migraine headaches.
She's so ill that, we had a normal marriage, but now we're just friends and I have needs." Can you imagine? I would love...
So would you mind if I just grabbed your hair and thrust your head into my crotch right now?
And listen, before we go back to my secret apartment, here's a list of rules I'd like you to follow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'm on Gary Condon's website right now.
Oh, really?
Is he still advertising for a new intern?
He has all kinds of interesting links right now.
Sure. Well, what is the site of that? What's the name of the site?
www.house.gov/gcondit.
Oh, my. Hold on. It could take me a year to get it. Do it real slow, because I'm
all right,
real
www.
Slow.
Hey,
hold on. I got that. Wait a minute.
Three W's.
Is it dot house?
Yes.
In the house.
Okay. Dot gov.
Correct.
Right.
Slash.
Right.
G.
G.
C-O-N-D-I-T.
That's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see what I get. No, something's happening. The little blue line is getting bigger. All right, hold on. There he is. There it is, Congressman Gary A. Condon.
Hi there.
18th Congressional District, California.
If you'd like to sleep with me, download these rules.
Well, if you scroll down a little bit.
Okay, I am.
And you have the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Yes, I see that.
Which is always a good one.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
In the kids page.
Oh, my God. Well, I am visitor number 207,777.
I bet that's changed in the last few weeks.
I was going to say, I bet a week ago this had like three people that have visited. Who the hell wants to go to this site?
Hi there.
Search. Okay, I'm going to do a search. Search Representative Condit's website for rules.
Rules for whores.
That's what I just typed in. Search Representative Condit's website for rules for whores.
That's unacceptable.
And I hit the search. So let's see what happens. Well, the little blue line is getting bigger. It's Pater.
That's actually Congressman Condit. Getting bigger.
Eight or nine pages. Oh, what does it say? No documents matched your query.
No matches found.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else good on there, or was that it?
There's that, the intern page, and I thought the Center for Missing and Exploited Children was...
Hold on a little odd, yes.
Let me go back to the intern page. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me click back. Okay, now I see... Wait a minute. I see Gary's page for kids, current floor proceedings. I don't see an intern... Oh, hold on.
Interns in the red.
Intern opportunities.
All right. You got intern opportunities. That cracks me up.
I'm clicking on it right now. Wouldn't you think that someone would have taken this off this guy's website by now?
I would think so.
Okay, I'm going to do it. Whether interning in Modesto or Washington... Working in one of Representative Condon's offices can be extremely rewarding experiences. If you'd like information, submit the following form. Full name.
Okay. Ginger Lafarge.
How about Chesty for the first name?
Gina Statutory.
Chesty?
Morgan.
Okay.
Oh, God. I bet they're getting a lot of these, actually.
Right. Yeah.
Chesty Morgan. Address. Okay, hold on.
69... Coitus Road.
Or Bush Lane. Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Hey, hold on a second.
C-O-U-R-S-D.
State. And I'm going to make the zip code 69696.
Or you could make it XXXOO.
Hold on.
OU812. Okay. OU812.
Telephone number. Oh, hold on. I go 1-900-HOT-FEET.
Which, of course, a few months back replaced Ask for Ass.
Right.
Email.
Bang me hard, Gary. At give me the rules.
Okay. Oh, now please give additional information. This is where I can type in. Let me see. How about
I swallow?
Okay. I swallow. Anal is okay.
I am 34 double D.
I am 19.
And I am a mute.
Hold on, I like to be...
Make sure she's a little chunky. That's an intern prerequisite.
Hold on.
I like to be tied up with neckties. Isn't that something he had in his apartment?
Yeah, I like it. And I like to be slathered with massage oil.
And I like...
Because didn't they find massage oil in his apartment?
Yes, they did.
I like to follow rules.
Oil. Also, I like to follow rules. Sorry, your wife... has migraines. Can I pass you off to take your mind off your
problems?
Okay, send. I think we're ready.
Very good.
Okay.
Chesty Morgan from Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Coitus Road.
Right.
All right, let's see what it says. The following information has been submitted.
Wonderful.
Name, Chesty Morgan. Address, 69 Coitus Road. City, Intercourse. State, Pennsylvania. Zip, OU812. Email, bangmehardgary at givemetherules.com.
Bingo.
All right. Oh, that's a good lead on that guy's website.
Very good.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Everybody should go there and fill out one of those things. That's great fun.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun. Thank you, sir.
You're very much welcome.
Because they don't have any kind of a default built in now to stop people from doing that.
Well, I think it was a couple of weeks ago we heard that they were actually still advertising for interns,
right?
Which is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Well, that's just what we filled out. And listen, I know we're doing a contest now, but if anybody does know what the dealio is with his wife,
right,
that would be helpful. To know also.
Absolutely.
But right now, let's start today's show with a call 100. Prize package selected especially for you. 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded. The taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate.
Lisa.
And urinated on the stage and invited people to come up and... How to put it delicately, I guess there's no way.
Lisa heard it.
Up page on a logical examination.
A logical.
God damn it.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yeah, you are. Hi, what's your name?
Joe.
Hi, Baltimore. Joe. Joe, where are you from?
Baltimore.
From Baltimore. Joe, it's Sex in the City. Dirty little show. You won the Sex in the City prize pack. Don't miss the sexiest show on TV. Sex and the City, Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the home box office. Thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
No, thank you.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Hold on. Before we get on with the rest of the show, just a spotlight for a moment on new musical talent.
Yes.
Every once in a while, I like to bring a CD to your attention, someone who I think has got what it takes.
Absolutely.
The guy calls himself Filthy Elvis.
All right.
Mm. And, you know, we're kind of fixated on Elvis on this show.
Well, we got some new Elvis tapes in, and Filthy Elvis fits right in with what we've been talking about the last couple of days.
The guy heard our new Elvis tapes.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night, and I didn't make it. I really will. I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
All right, so we get the letter from the guy saying, you know, I've heard you're a fascination with Elvis.
Right.
Maybe you'd like to be the first. He can't get a lot of airplay for his new CD. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, world premiere on the Don and Mike Show. Here is Filthy Elvis. And of all the songs on the CD, this is the one that I think...
Hold on, let me restart it because I talked to...
Did I hear a woman moaning in the background?
Yeah.
Huh.
This is the one that I think has the most potential to go right to the top of the charts.
Blow me like you do.
Filthy Elvis.
Blow me for the whole night through. Then I'll...
Over to your apartment.
Sure.
Is what the next line of that song was. Then I'll come over to the apartment to see you.
You know, that's... That's interesting.
I only listen to the first.
You're going to get the Beach Style Club going with that one.
Here's another one called Pubic Hair.
Good editing on the fly. Very good.
Now, cut number three. I know we can't play. All effed up. Cut number four on Dirty Elvis is a song called New Poon.
Okay? There it is.
What is this, like Blue Moon?
Yeah.
You're listening to the debut.
Oh, dear, what's he doing here?
Filthy Elvis.
New Poon. I'm on the make for New Poon. And I'm gonna find some real soon. I gotta pork some New Poon.
All right. How about... cut number five, which is a Crack Ho.
Oh, okay.
Great. Now that
fantastic album.
We should say the last song that didn't sound anything like Elvis.
No, nothing like Elvis at all.
New Poon. You ain't on my crack ho. This next one I'm going to dedicate to Rob. Cut number six by Filthy Elvis.
Filthy Elvis.
I'm going to hit her where the sun don't shine.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Tomorrow's Stars.
Gonna hit her where the sun don't shine.
Today.
That her is going to be all mine. Ooh, my $50 baby. She keeps saying, don't you poke around. But you'll get going when I start to pound that butt. Oh, my baby. I'm gonna pound and pound and pound and pound and I'll pound and pound. Here's all along, I pound the book. Cause at a price like this, who keeps score? I'm gonna hit her with a sun don't shine. I paid a good money, her ass is mine. Ooh, my $50 baby.
Another hoe.
Rob, you know, I thought that was actually about hitting a woman, but actually it was about anal sex. So nothing
to disappoint you, Rob.
Nothing to do with you.
I enjoyed it.
Here now, for the gay members of our audience, here's one called Jim's the Name of His Latest Flame. Filthy Elvis, everybody. Donna Monk exclusive.
A very old friend came by today, because he was telling the name of his latest flame.
All right.
He babbled on about being
gay. You've got to hit the delay, Joe.
Oh, my.
You've got to hit the delay.
Oh, dear.
He likes to get effed in the A.
Wow.
God damn.
You can't say that, Mr. Brinkley.
Oh, that's that kind of jumped right out at us, didn't it?
All right, here's one called That's All Right, Mama. Wasn't that a real Elvis song?
Yeah. Well, that's all right, Mama.
Right. Aren't you like me waiting for it to get dirty?
Yeah, I'm wondering whether it's a breast milk thing.
It's all right, Mama, any way you do.
you douche.
Oh.
Anyway, you douche.
I did, Joe.
Grab the bottle.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is probably pretty obvious. Are you horny tonight? Filthy Elvis, and you're hearing him exclusively on the Don and Mike Show. World premiere.
Are you horny tonight?
I'm sure they had to delete that out also. You know, Rob, we're going to have to listen to this and do like the beep, beep, beep here.
I guess so.
Oh. You know what? Let's try one more. Let's try Burning Meat.
All right, like to the tune of Burning Love.
Burning Love.
Right.
All right, okay. Oh no. This might be the only one we can play all the way through.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Yeah. That's Dirty Elvis, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
I believe the only one that we're going to be able to play...
Which one?
Well, I think we can at least play the first verse of Blow Me Brenda.
I think so.
Or maybe not.
There was some kind of technical noise there.
Brenda, blow me sweet. Blow me like you do.
Are we?
Oh, God.
Blow me for the whole night through. Then I'll...
Okay, all right. Come over to your house and say hi to your mother. Okay, I got it. Well, there he is, everybody.
Dirty
That's
Elvis.
The end.
Wow.
That is Filthy Elvis, Mike.
Filthy Elvis.
Filthy Elvis, please.
Sorry, I get his name right.
Ask for him by name. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Major talent. Well, I'm trying to bring him into a live concert on the show.
Filthy Elvis.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yes, hi, we are. Hi there.
Hi. The Drudge Report is reporting right now that a developing story, the missing intern was pregnant when she disappeared.
Now, who's saying that? That guy Matt Drudge?
Yeah, it's on the Drudge Report.
The Drudge Report. Jesus, is that guy still alive?
Yeah. And actually, his stuff's pretty accurate. He just
Oh, right. Yeah, his stuff is super accurate.
No, he's just a dope with an internet site.
Isn't he that idiot that wears the hat?
Yeah, yes. That's him.
And so on.
Thinks he's like a gangster movie or something, right?
Yeah, okay. Dateline, a Drudge Report. The pregnancy rumor has been around since almost the beginning.
Yes, for a while, yeah.
Yeah, well, also Condit's neighbors were interviewed, and they said there's nothing wrong with the wife. She's perfectly fine. She's not in a wheelchair.
And where did you hear this? On the Drudge
Report? I saw her interviewed on one of the weekend, you know, national news shows.
Did you know?
Okay. All right. Thank you, honey. Well, like I said, this was something I just heard. I don't know if there's anything wrong with Condit's
wife. What did she say, Rob?
She said the neighbors said that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, this is Ken. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I was wondering if you could tell me where I can get myself a copy of that CD.
You know what? I don't know because the guy sent us a copy. I mean, it's like one of those test CDs, so we'll let you know.
Okay, that was one of the funniest things I've heard in a long time.
We're going to contact him and see if we can actually get him on the show.
Good.
Oh,
Filthy Elvis.
I'm reading the newspaper today, and this makes me want to puke. You know, it has to be killing Connie Lee Gifford that no one cares about her.
Oh, it's driving her nuts.
Yeah. She left the Regis show. They put Kelly Ripa on. The show's just as good as it was.
Better.
Same stupid show as ever. But
higher ratings.
Everybody's watching it. Mm-hmm. And nobody's sitting in front of the TV every day crying, well, where is Connie Lee Gifford?
And that's what she thought. She had such a an inflated self-opinion. That's what she thought would happen.
Listen to this story. Connie Lee Gifford is working on a tell-all book.
Of course she is.
Oh, now,
then she'll have to do the book tour.
I'm going to scroll down past a lot of this other stuff and get right to the part that just
you know, I know we're talking a lot about husbands cheating today.
Right.
And this condom guy, he's a bad guy.
Right.
Okay, now Giff banged that stewardess.
Yeah, he got caught.
And listen, no man who has ever cheated has had to pay the way that Frank Gifford had to pay.
We're talking about Kathy Lee standing on stage, you know, singing Your Lying Eyes to him while he sat there in a concert with 2,000 people.
I don't forget when they were on TV, when she had him on the Barbara Walters show, and she sat there and just said, you did this to me. I mean, the guy has paid his penalty. Well, it never ends because the book, hold on, where do we get the part about Frank? Hold on. I'm taking shape of a story of redemption and forgiveness. This is Kathy Lee talking. What I think I'm doing is setting down a record for my children's sake. Where's the part about my husband? Hold on. I'm writing this from a deep level. Maybe it's too personal.
Yeah, right.
Trust me. I'm keeping it hidden away. I'm doing it in longhand.
She's keeping it hidden away so she can write a book and it can be published.
Right. There are times when
I hate her.
Hold on. There are times when I don't even want to read what I wrote. I'm not bitter. I'm trying to understand and forgive. I figure if Joseph could do it in the Bible, so can I. Look.
Oh, I hate her.
My husband cheated, but he's the best father a man can be. It's all these thoughts I'm trying to sort out.
She's just, you know, she can't stand it. You know what I do believe, though? She's dead already because, really, you know, the TV career is over. The album flopped.
Right.
We will get the tell-all book, and then, after the book tour is over, it is officially done. She will be finished.
All she can write about in a tell-all book
is Giff.
Right. Because
she can write about, you know, how horrible it was for her when the tabloids attacked her for the sweatshops and how bad Regis treated her, how bad everybody treated her, and then she's gone.
And here's what it says. It says, I've been praised for stuff. I've been wrongly accused of stuff. I'm no saint, but I'm not the bitch I've been made out to be either.
Yes, you are.
I'm somewhere in the middle. Well, you know, someone should tell her, no one's making her out to be a bitch anymore because nobody cares about her anymore.
Nobody cares, and I really do think this is it. When you have nothing else to do, you know, and when she's, you know, she's tried her TV movie, it was a flop. She's tried her album.
The thing with Howie Mandel,
right.
You mean?
She's tried, and that was the only network that would take her. And then she...
The exclamation point now. Work.
And then she tried her album, and her album was a complete and total flop. Now she will try the book that will not sell many copies, and that will be it. She will be, but she will do the book tour.
And she's gone.
And Letterman will have her on.
Poor Giff. You know, like, he is not suffering enough every day, because now she at least doesn't, she doesn't have a TV show to go to.
No.
He's the big guy. You know, I mean, he's the guy, well, of course, he doesn't have a job either.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's got to wake up in the morning, and he rolls out of the fart sack, and what's the first thing he thinks is...
Right.
My God, how long till I go to sleep again? 18 hours with Kathy Lee.
In between, you might think about, let's go down to the beach. Let's go down to the beach and I'll wear my mirrored sunglasses.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, you're such a bitch. I have got you for the entire summer. I think I'm going to die.
More from Cunny Lee. The process is cheaper than a shrink. It's cathartic. I was not intending to publish this.
Right.
I was intending for what I'm writing to be an emotional colonic. But now that I'm here in a way, I'm feeling inspired. And it's looking more and more as though this is publishable.
Oh, shocker, Kathy Lee. You mean you're going to share it with all of us?
Really?
Taking this whole summer off, I figured I'd either be bored to death or be forced into doing this project. So I'm writing authentically, being brutally truthful. And it's hurting me.
Oh, God, what a bitch.
You know, Jesus Christ.
She hasn't changed.
You know, when somebody has to say they're not a bitch, that means they're a bitch.
Giff, if you're listening, Giff, do us all a favor. Don't be so stupid as to go into a room this time where you're being photographed by a tabloid.
Right.
But go out and get some stink. Go out and get yourself some grade A stink.
And this is her last stop on the celebrity train.
This is it.
She can't do it, you know, unless she probably will still need it. So what you're going to see after the book will be something that is really way, way down the showbiz ladder. Like,
or maybe,
like, she'll go the Paul Popiel route.
I don't know. Maybe she'll do what Joan Rivers did.
Right.
You remember when Joan Rivers' husband corked himself, and then Joan Rivers and her daughter Melissa played themselves in a TV movie about Joan Rivers' wife killing himself.
The Kathy Lee story starring Kathy Lee.
Yeah, maybe when Giff...
I don't put anything beneath that woman.
Maybe when Giff finally kills himself, when Giff wakes up one day and says, my God...
Maybe when he drives his little Mercedes into the abutment. I banged that stewardess 5 years ago, and now the bitch is writing a book about it.
And he's getting into that age range now, where it's just like, where he's still... It's just not fair to keep punishing the guy, He's getting to that age where he can't hear the dinner bell.
The guy probably has not had a solid bowel movement.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about, since Howard Cosell was on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, he's probably out there with his tan mitts out on the beach.
Yeah,
sucking his gut in, walking along.
I was quite a ball player in my day.
Right, probably, needs the blue pill to get a stiffy now.
She's probably... chasing it. She's Kevin Costner, would you like to come to the beach house?
Yeah, Kevin Costner's going to be interested in her. Oh, you know who?
Yeah, that's right, because she can't do anything for him anymore.
You know who Mr. Stink is, though?
No.
God bless him. Russell Crowe.
Oh, yeah.
Someday, when I die, I want to come back as Russell Crowe's hand.
Who's he banging now?
Listen to this. Russell Crowe is hooking up with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, my God.
Nicole Kidman is getting over Tom Cruise. She is on holiday.
Tom Cruise has to hate that.
She is on holiday in Australia with Russell Crowe, who is just like the biggest cocksmith in the world now. The guy,
and he specializes in rebounds.
Yes. Absolutely. It's Meg Ryan. Now,
right.
Now it's Nicole Kidman.
Right.
And I say more power to him. When I come back, I want to be his right hand just so people smell me all the time.
They call him the swordsman.
Yeah. The swordsman,
that's hysterical.
How great is that, though?
He gets around.
Hello, Nicole.
Nicole, I know you've been through quite a bit, and I'm wondering if you'd like to come down to Australia and sit on it. Thanks a lot. There you go, love. I'm the swordsman. Would you like to see it unsheathed?
Hey, where's that record I was just playing? You put it away?
Why did you want it back?
Hey, Nicole, hello, Nicole.
He's in a band, so he's like, I got a little song for you.
I got some romantic music I'd like to play for you.
A love song. It's one I wrote for you especially, Nicole.
I thought of you when I first heard this song.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the keeper. That's the keeper. You know, that's the one right there. That's my favorite.
Give that thing to some air.
Built the Elvis. He always goes too far.
He does. Yeah. He does. I guess we'll have to edit it a little bit.
Wow. Oh, filthy Elvis. Always going too far.
That's why he's filthy.
I don't think that
Elvis.
Was applause, Buzz.
Well, let's say it was.
That's why he's filthy Elvis, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Christ, hello.
Radio guys.
That is so great. Hi, you're on the air. You're on the air.
Hey, do you realize Kathy Lee's comparing herself to the Virgin Mary?
Well, she's always done that.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't think she could get any lower, but I guess she has.
No, she did. You know this car that this guy...
Do you believe in the Virgin Mary?
The car that this guy... What is that? Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah. That's what he slaps Joker.
The
guts is enough.
That car that guy was driving, that thing that had the...
Right.
That sounds like the car that they put me in, incidentally.
Oh, really?
Back at home. My car, the service engine light came on again.
Right.
And keep in mind, the last time that the service engine soon light came on, they said simply go to the gas tank and unscrew it and screw it back on. The light will go off.
And well, that didn't work?
No, it worked. And now the light went back on again. Mm-hmm. So yesterday we brought the car into the dealership. And
I knew that you got it in there before the fire.
What fire?
Where the car should go out of fire.
Yeah. So, come on. Come on. So I'm standing there waiting, and I'm thinking, well, part of the deal when I bought this car was that I got the warranty that says you're always going to get a free loaner. So I'm sitting there, and I go say to the guy, the thing is making the light go on, and he says, great, we'll look at it for a couple of days. I said, great, I'm going to be out of town. He says, okay, go right outside and get your loaner. And I go outside, and I get a Pinto, Daewoo, Hyundai, Suzuki.
1983.
Something, no, it's year 2001.
Oh, it is.
Wow. But the car still got the roll-up windows.
Uh-huh. Oh, very good.
Wow. No air conditioning, and
it doesn't have air conditioning in it in Washington?
I swear to Christ.
Wow.
Who thought that they made cars like this anymore?
Yeah.
AM radio only.
Wow.
I really didn't think
AM
that they
only.
Made it.
I did not think they made cars with AM radios only.
AM only.
Either no radio or at least at FM AM. Uh-huh.
So I go to the go back and I say, this, you know, this is not the best loaner car I've ever had.
Right.
And the guy says, it's free because it's under your warranty.
Oh.
And I say, yeah, and he says, now if you want one of these, and then he turns and they've got the super deluxe Batmobile,
right?
He says, that's not covered under your warranty, that's like $70 a day. And I said, you know, forget, you know,
you don't know how long your car is going to be in there.
Yeah, besides, even for one day, give me the Fred Flintstone car.
Right
I don't care. So that's the car that was sitting in the parking lot yesterday.
I saw it. It's smart.
Yeah, it's a very smart car.
It's a smart vehicle.
Snappy. So Lisa,
now, if it was me, I would have opted for the luxury car.
I know you would have.
Of course.
At least I know you're very big into car envy, but at least for right now, you do have a nicer car than I do.
Very good.
As a matter of fact, everybody in the Rob.
Well, no, I thought Lisa's car was like blown up or something
that.
Lisa has no car. She totaled her car.
Wow. Well, then how is she getting around?
Lisa, how are you getting around?
Oh, I know. She's being driven around by the Pixie, right? Is that the deal? That she's driving you everywhere?
Lisa, you are in the market for a new automobile, right? Because yours was totaled, and you're getting insurance money for it, and you're going to get a brand new one?
And incidentally, those guys who went through Gary Condit's apartment looking for the stuff,
right?
They should go through Lisa's new apartment because I'm sure you're going to find DNA everywhere. It's Lisa and the little Pixie that runs the dump button.
You know how they took one of those little blind blinds? They took, you know, they
the
had
slat.
The slat. Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah, because they thought there might be blood on there.
Right. At Lisa's, they take all the shades.
Because Lisa's living with the Pixie girl.
Wow. Now. Those two.
And
those two
of
sexed-crazed nymphs.
This has been the first time you've ever lived outside of your mom's house, right? Oh, no, that's not the first time? Once in college. Oh, once in college doesn't count.
That's the time when she was a runaway.
This is the first time, though, that you've been seriously on your own, right? Once in college as an adult, and she put adults in quotes.
You know, it's interesting that she's over in the other room and she's typing that into the computer.
Yeah.
She's communicating with you that way right now.
Yeah.
There was that time when she was a runaway and they found her in Seattle.
The halfway house.
Come on! At Kurt Cobain's place. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Cato Kalin.
Hey, Cato, how you doing?
How you doing, bud?
Hi.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yes, you're on the air, Cato. What do you want?
Yeah, I'm just letting you know, man. I've been watching out for Gary Connett's apartment out there, dude, down in Washington, bro. He's banging interns left and right.
Oh, now, this is another guy who's got the do-it-yourself comedy kit at home.
Yeah, dude and bro.
Okay, bro, bye-bye.
Instant disqualification.
Plus, you know, the whole thing was the Cato Kalin.
Right.
I'm spying where Gary Condit's living.
Sure. Boss.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops. Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hi.
Don.
And Mike.
Nicole Kidman is not hot.
Nicole Kidman is turbo hot.
See, listen, let me tell you something. Eyes Wide Shut is a movie that is worth renting just to see Nicole Kidman's ass.
She has no ass.
Oh, you are
so wrong. It's a little on the flat side.
No, wrong.
Oh, really?
Like, the problem is she's kind of pale.
Sigourney Weaver has a flat ass in Galaxy Quest.
Sigourney Weaver has a flat ass if you were seeing her walking down the street.
Well, I mean, in Galaxy Quest, she's got a really, I mean, it's really a noticeably flat ass. And she's really looking as good as she can.
Well,
now.
They gave her that super deluxe push-up bra in
Galaxy
Quest.
She looks good in that. She looks
really good. No, I heard she has implants now.
Who? No. Sigourney Weaver?
Sigourney Weaver, right.
Oh, she does not.
And you're making that up.
Your brain has the implant.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Buzz again. Buzz is on a good roll this week.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. It's Tie Dye Lauren from Reno.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, I did strip trivia with you guys.
I remember you. You gave us all nice tie-dyed stuff.
Oh, this lady, right?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, what's happening?
I wanted to call and thank you. I finally got my prize last week. I got my pillow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We gave you a pillow for playing strip trivia?
You gave me a pillow for playing strip trivia, and it finally came. It came last week.
I will tell you that I did the DNA check on your tie-dyed material, and it did not pass.
Oh, well, is that good news or bad news?
Well, it was interesting, but I mean, you know, what with the black light and the tie-dye? I tell you, I felt like I was on an amusement park ride.
I hope that thank you for the call, honey.
Thanks,
I hope the pillow doesn't cause problems. Oh, yeah, be careful. That was a used pillow we sent you.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Not a new pillow.
Filled with mites.
The big brother guy, the guy who got kicked out of the house for holding the knife in front of the girl's throat. He also, I told you in an episode I saw on Saturday, almost got in a fight with the old guy, the racist guy.
And apparently he's made other violent comments towards people.
Over a pillow.
Right.
Because the old guy, the guy with the goiter on his face, he's sleeping, and they show with the infrared lighting, this guy, Johnny Yum-Yats, or whatever his name is, he goes in there, and he just takes the guy's pillow.
Yeah. And it was his pillow. It was easy for him to claim because it had the big yellow stain on it. From the seppage. From the goiter.
Hey, bitch. So the question is tonight, well, of course, CBS is saying they don't know if they're going to air the footage of the guy.
That's
which is
saying.
Already a huge mistake because they should come out. They should have come out yesterday and said, yeah, we're going to show you exactly what happened. But they're being dumb because they really are being wussies about it. Well, I think the decision's been made that they're going to do it. If I was going to bet on it, I'd say they're going to do it. But this is just the way to heighten the excitement.
Exactly.
Right?
People tune in to see if they're going to show the footage. But they've already released still photos that were taken off the webcast of him holding the knife to
but
her neck.
But would you not be more inclined to guarantee viewership if you said they will show the controversial footage tonight? I'm not going to tune in just because there's a chance they might show up.
No, you know what? Hold on. Think about this. Like if we had a great tape or something,
uh-huh.
And we said, well, hell, we have said it before. We're
right.
Not being careful. Say, we don't know if we can play this tape or not for you.
Right.
If we can, we're going to play it for you. I mean, except you know that they know they can play the tape of the guy putting the knife to the girl's throat.
People talking, you know.
You know that they know that they want.
You don't want this guy.
To have a song sung by Filthy Elvis.
You don't want this guy. Filthy Elvis, he's the man, isn't he?
He sure, certainly is. Certainly is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Speak to us.
I'm sorry, I didn't have the phones turned on.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Howard Stern's number one fan. I'm just checking in with you guys, see what's happening.
Yeah, well, how are you, sir?
We're doing everything he's not doing. We're having a great show.
Oh, he has a great show.
No, we're having a great show, too.
I got to admit, though, he doesn't have quite the caliber as you guys do, but he's...
Let me dedicate this to you. The world's dumb.
You do some dumb lyrics.
Hello.
Great.
Hello, blow me like you do.
Like you do.
My show. Hello.
Why work hard?
No. Right.
Hello. Well, he's Filthy Elvis.
He's Filthy Elvis.
He is.
Hello, you're on the air.
Anybody like me, thinking if that was like really happening when that was recorded?
Oh, I hope not.
Like I got a microphone down here, man.
Hello, you're on the air. That is a bad, bad cell phone. Hello, Don and Mike.
It's me.
Yeah, it's you. Hi.
It's me.
Hey, great. Hey, I know you never do this, but my dog and cat got in a big fight last night, and the cat tore the hell out of the dog, and my dog's last wish is to go to Nevada to a whorehouse. Could you give me a plane ticket so I can go?
Get out of here.
Seems reasonable.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Radio Guy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing there?
Turn your radio down, sir, please.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
What can we do for you there?
So what's up, guys?
Well, you called us. What do you want?
I just wanted to see how I was going, just checking in.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
That's Mr. Ray, incidentally, from Mr. Ray.
This is Howard Stern's number one fan again.
Mr. Ray's hair weave. Mr. Ray.
Thank you.
Get out of here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hi. It just got bleeped out when that idiot talking about the other DJ called and you played the Don Elvis song.
Yeah.
It got bleeped out. We didn't hear what the words were.
Well, sometimes they do that because there is some stuff on Filthy Elvis that we can't play.
I don't know how much they've bleeped out and how much they've let go already of the Filthy Elvis.
Was it supposed to be like Blow Me something, and I guess they bleeped that out?
Well, no, it's Blow Me Breath. Think too hard about what's going on over the air and what's going out. You're gonna be in trouble. All right, I'll try to play a little more of it right now.
This
is my theory.
I think you're right.
Sticking by it.
With a handheld microphone?
Well, I think he probably had a mic stand.
Ah.
Probably sitting on a stool. And then they had another microphone.
House to say hello.
All right. That's Filthy Elvis. See, I don't think he'd do it any other way. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
My show. Your Elvis has the candy shell. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dogs and Cats this weekend, man.
Yeah, you mean the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about taking the kids out.
You know who's in it?
Who's in it?
Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, really? What animal does he, is he the voice of?
No, he's just the voice of the animal Jeff Goldblum.
You mean he's Jeff Goldblum is in the movie? Yeah.
Yes, sir. And I got to tell you,
that's great,
Jeopardy, man. Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, this guy is campaigning for Jeff Goldblum on Jeopardy. We already have a killer Jeopardy set for tomorrow, though.
Yeah, well, I know.
What a novel idea that is.
Haven't seen the movie yet.
Great. Yeah, super.
Your Jeff Goldblum is one of the best ones.
Yes, it is. Thanks a lot, Don.
Oh, he's awesome, man.
Too nasal for that.
One of the best.
I might have to do somebody that's a little better nasal. I still have this sinus thing.
Hello, this is Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, you guys. Did you know Oakley and Anthony's out, or they're on in Sacramento?
Yeah, sure. We've known that for a while, as a matter of fact.
And they're down on the same time you guys are on.
Yeah, that's fine. That's cool. That's all right.
I know, but I'm torn because you guys are pretty funny and they're pretty funny, so I get half of you, half of
them. Well, that's a dilemma for you, sir.
You know, they had the same dilemmas on television nights sometimes when you get one good show and another good show. You got to kind of go back and forth.
All right, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, I was just brought it up.
You'd like a war, wouldn't you?
Well, no, I wouldn't, because I'd like to hear them, and I'd like to hear you guys.
No, Rob is shaking his head, and I think Rob's correct. You're full of hatred. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Thank you.
I've been with you guys since 92.
Well, great. So what are you going to do, kick us out for the new flavor in town?
No, not at all. I'm going to listen to you guys, and when you're over, they got an hour left of their show. I'll listen to an hour of their show.
Okay, good. So whatever. So Mike's got a comment for you on this whole thing. Please.
Wow.
There you go. I think Mike said it best.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Hello,
Don and Mike show. Oops, what am I doing here? What's the line? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I want to stir the soup.
Yeah.
Wait, it's a guy.
It's a guy.
Is this a guy?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You're right.
Come on, identify yourself as a man. As the man that you are.
Hello.
Rob got it first. Rob picked up on it first.
100%. That's the guy. All right. Thank you. We got a break. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Years back and say, I am going to talk about my family every day.
No, it's just you've been on our show many times, Larry. You know, we just talk about what's happened in our life the day before. My life is home with the big guy and, you know, the human love machine and the two kids. What are you going to do? I talk about my life.
It's where the chicken contributes and the pig makes a commitment. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Monday's going to be a big one, the nipple show.
Ooh. Oh, I can't wait
for National Nipple Day. Lots of girls are signing up now. If you're interested, call Lisa, call Super Joe at 877-365-3636. We pay $1,000 an inch for the longest nipples.
And we have lots of women with long nipples.
We do.
If you love your nipples, this is a contest you want to participate. That's
for the girls and for the guys, and thank God no guys have called yet.
Very good.
But CBS urges us to make this a multi-gender contest.
Very good.
Guys will pay $10 an inch for your nipples. Call now, girls, if you want to participate, $1,000 an inch.
Good.
And the whole thing will be up on the web, we hope. We're working on getting a couple of webcams in to give you better views at www.donandmikefans.com. That's on Monday's episode. Fellas, give it up right now for a full-time entertainer joining us.
Yeah.
Our New York City engineer, a guy who's been here at WNEW since...
I think since Jesus was young.
Yes, here he is, everybody. He's plugging in his headphones. Peter Johnson.
Peter Johnson is here. Let's give him a nice warm welcome.
We're going to be playing Pete Makes the Call.
Hello, Pete.
Hello.
He's trying to adjust his own microphone.
Pete, have you missed us?
Yeah.
Thank you for that heartfelt sentiment.
What have you missed most about each of us since we were last here in New York? Start with me, Don. What have you missed most about me?
No, just your overall presence, you know.
What about Mike? What have you missed about Mike?
Well, Mike's a nice guy, and...
What have you missed about Buzz?
Well, I...
How about Rob? What about Rob?
I don't care for Rob.
Well, neither do we, Pete. Well, Pete Johnson, our engineer, is here now in control, gentlemen.
I don't care for Rob.
And what was the comment that you made about disc jockeys when Mike was reading the newspaper out there a while ago?
Something about trustworthiness, is that right?
Untrustworthy.
You said disc jockeys are untrustworthy, isn't that right, Pete?
All I said was I wouldn't believe anything they said.
Yes, because they're untrustworthy, right?
Right.
Very good.
Well, Pete, you are trustworthy.
I think that's brilliant, Pete, and you're spoken like a man who's been in the business for a while.
And we're going to do an edition of Pete Makes the Call, you know, where Pete Johnson will call someone and say something to them that you don't want to say.
Right.
And we're going to start as by way of... doing a little trial balloon here. Pete, let me tell you exactly where we're coming from. Are you familiar with the hit CBS TV show King of Queens?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you like that show, Pete?
Yeah,
do you get a chance to watch it?
Yeah, I like it.
Very good.
Okay, you know the lovely Leah Remini?
Right.
Who's the wife of Kevin James on the show?
Yes.
Nice POA, very nice lady. Well, for whatever reason, we had a falling out with her. We had been like best buddies with her for 3 years. I even spent the night at her house one time in Hollywood, and we had a falling out with her.
And we haven't been in touch since, and we're really at a loss as to how to rekindle that relationship.
We got mad, and she got mad, and we've called a couple of times and left messages saying, hey, we're calling, and she never calls us back. So we were thinking that maybe, you know, Pete, you make the call. You could call for us, and you could ask TV's Leah Remini why she's pissed at us, and if she ever wants to be our friend again.
All right.
I think that's good. I think that, and we leave it at that. I don't think he has to deliver any specific message from us.
Okay.
I think we made our feelings known.
Now let me dial Leah's number up here.
Let's see how this goes.
Do I identify myself as from the Don and Mike?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you say Pete Johnson from WNEW, and you're calling on behalf of Don and Mike. Just like you would for any other guy or gal who called the show with a problem.
You're a public relations executive, Pete.
There you go. Get ready, everybody, for Pete Makes the Call.
Because we really can't,
though. My last name is Remini?
Remini. Leah Remini. Now, if you get a machine, even better. You know, then you don't actually have contact with her.
Rob has written down the name.
Do you think phonetics on that?
No.
Hi, you've reached the right number, but
at
the wrong time. Hey, you know what?
That's not.
Hold on, I don't think that's Leah Remini.
That's not right. Let's phone change.
Well.
Wow, possibility. Or, you know, perhaps she has a new assistant. It's going to be hard to tell, though.
Okay,
let's see how this goes. Oh, it's busy.
That was busy.
Let me try the other one again. Are you ready, Pete?
I'm all ready.
We need you to do your very best on this one. This one's important to us.
Here we go. Unless we get that crazy...
You've reached the wrong number.
Right.
I hope I'm dialing correctly. She's a lovely lady, and we got very mad at her, and she got very mad at us. We don't know if we're still friends with her or not. We'd like to be. You can understand that, Dave, especially as we, you know, get well into summer here.
It's a number, but it's the wrong time.
Well, maybe this is her new, no.
Thanks, bye.
Leave the message anyway, Pete.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pete.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the beep.
Go ahead, Pete.
Anyway, this is for Leon Remini.
Leon Remini. Right.
Anyway.
Very good. Now that we got through that.
Anyway, I'm calling.
Identify yourself.
Yeah, my name is Pete Johnson. I'm calling on behalf of Don and Mike and the rest of the crew here. And it's sort of like I want to be like an intermediary.
Very good.
As far as bringing things to a closer relationship than what it's been, and maybe try to, bring things to a better situation. So, if there's anything I could do or say to help out here, I'd appreciate it. If you could call back, do you want to give a number?
No.
No, just one final message, I think, will be...
Hold on, one final message here I have to give you.
There you go. Okay.
If this number was dialed in error, eat me, you stupid whore.
Here we go.
In case it is Leah.
Right.
There's one more for you.
Yeah, if this is Leah... Don and Mike, miss your nice turd cutter.
Okay. All right, bye-bye. Very nice.
All right, let me try the other number. Let's
try the other number again.
I can't miss.
Right. Rob, I think I need a pen.
Oh, no.
Trying the other number now that was busy. This might be... Nah. Damn it. No answer.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, folks, I think you get the gist of how... Oh, you know what, Pete? Hold on. What am I thinking? As long as our cell works in New York, if my wife is somewhere where she can be heard right now, right, you can call my wife. You can call my wife. And you can tell...
Well, no, I don't know if I want to do this or not. Well, you want Pete to give your wife some messages?
Yeah.
All right.
You can... tell my wife, let me see, first off, you can tell her that I think she's done a real nice job on the apartment. Okay, see if you can remember this.
Yeah.
She's done a real nice job on the apartment. She did a swell job hooking up all of the computers and everything. And also, I could not be happier that on our first trip up here that she's invited her sister to stay with us. Okay. You got it?
Right.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Call right now.
I'm speaking on your behalf, right?
This is you're calling for me, Don, and okay. You're talking to my wife, Frida. My wife of nearly 20 years. And that can be last, Mike.
All right.
Hi, you can leave a message.
You can leave her a message.
Except for you, Bart, you must leave a message, so I don't worry. Thank you. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yeah, hi, Frida. Pete Johnson. I'm calling from WNEW here, and I just wanted to give you a message from Don. And he wanted to tell you, I don't know if he had a chance before, but he really wanted to compliment you on the great job you did on the apartment. And also, on setting up the computers, everything's working fine, and he's happy with that. And also, he wanted to let you know that he couldn't be happier, being with your sister in the apartment. So, I just want to make sure that that you understand how his feelings are.
Thank you, Pete.
How's the in-law boarding house? Doesn't your family know what a holiday is?
No.
A holiday inn is. I'm sorry. Will everybody be sleeping in one bed?
Okay, thank you, Pete.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
But, oh, did you have one, Robbie?
No.
Okay, all right.
I love Pete Makes the Call.
Yeah. So do I.
It is really one of my favorite things to do.
And now, listen, he's not been able to actually make the call. Oh, no, I got one more great one you can do.
Terrific.
You can call Charles Broyhill.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Call Charles Broyhill, who's running the show back in Washington, D.C., and you can tell him, stop dumping out all the funny stuff we do on the show.
Okay.
Like when we want to play the song Blow Me Brenda, he keeps hitting the delay button all the time. Okay?
Okay.
And folks, you'll have your chance to play this game with Pete in just a moment as Pete makes the calls for you. Okay, you're going to talk to Charles Broyhill.
Okay.
WJFK.
Hi, go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, Charles Broyhill, please. It's important. Does he get mad if you call him Charlie?
No, he likes being called Charlie. Are you going to get his voice?
Hi, this is Charlie Broyhill, and I can't take your call right now. Please leave a message. If you're calling about the Don and Mike show, please transfer to extension 843.
No, don't do that.
To speak to Lisa Herndon. Also know that your message may be rebroadcast.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up.
We don't appreciate him editing the song Blow Me Brenda.
Yeah, Charlie, Pete Johnson from WDW. The consensus of opinion in the studio down here is that we don't really appreciate your dumping out on Blow Me Brenda. It seems like this is, it was very critically censored over here on this end, and we feel it should have gone out on the air. So I'm hoping maybe the next time it's played, you won't do it. Anyway, stop dragging your Paleolithic knuckles across our dump button. Have you picked any more lice out of your crotch, you silverback gorilla? You smell like ape fart. You are a retard, monkey boy. Oh, money boy, I'm sorry. Is that money boy?
No, it's not money boy. It's
money boy.
Okay. Hold on, we got more?
Yeah, we can keep it going. Pete, just say a little more to Charlie Royale.
Keep talking to him. Keep talking to him, Pete.
Go back to the big ape house. What's all? I don't get all the references to the apes.
He's a monkey.
Oh.
He's a monkey.
Anyway, let me see. Stop eating with your hands, dumbass.
Okay. All right, we got one more. One more for you.
For once, try to silence your gas-filled anus.
Anus.
Okay, well...
Oh, I love having this man on the show.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we tried to call three very important people in our lives. TV star Leah Remini, my wonderful wife of 20 years, Frida.
Don't take your headphones off yet, Pete.
And, of course, Charles Broyhill. Now, we had no luck. However, Pete is here to make the call for you.
Yes, a fabulous segment we call Pete Makes the Call.
No matter what situation you're in, if there's something you want to say to someone and you just don't have the cojones, let Pete Johnson make the call for you.
Absolutely.
So, Pete, why don't you tell the listeners you're ready to make the call for them?
Yeah, I'm ready to make a call. If somebody you can't speak to directly, I'll try to help you out with some things.
And do you have any idea what the phone number is?
No.
877-365-36 to the Don and Mike Show.
To the Don and Mike Show.
And hold on just one moment. We are just... There you go. Here's your final message.
Call now, you handicapped morons.
Pete, you got anything else you want to say?
I love when he tries to read it.
You want to say? Go ahead.
Try to tear yourself away from J-O-ing. Call.
Okay. All right. All right, everybody. There you go. Pete standing by to take your calls on Pete Johnson Makes the Call, and we'll do that right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
They only play commercials when they get bored. Don and Mike.
All right, everybody, that's all we're going to get out of him. It's time for another exciting edition of Pete Makes the Call. Pete, of course, is our outstanding broadcast engineer on service whenever we come to WNEW.
That's right.
And people from all over the place are waiting to have you make important calls for them. I think we have an intro written for you. All right, do we have the intro? Let's give Pete his intro. Oh, here, I've got it right in front of me the whole freaking time. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen, Pete Johnson.
Hearty and booming hello to my loyal and but relatively tiny listeners. I am the big man. I will not harm you. I'm qualified to call about personal matters, financial matters, and affairs of the heart. If you got some problem with that, ha ha ha.
All right, there he is, Pete Johnson. Now, here are the variety of calls that we have standing by for you. We have Aaron, who wants us to call his wife to say, let him make the decisions.
Right.
We have Brian, who wants to call his girlfriend, Jamie. He wants to break up with her. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jeff, who wants to call his roommate, John. Because John J-O's all the time.
Everywhere. Oh, my God.
And then we have Mark, who wants us to call his old roommate, Chris, his old friend, to say, give him back his stuff.
Right.
I think we got to start with the breakup call, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's meet the guy who you're going to be making the call for, Pete. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening and all that jazz. Where are you calling from?
Chantilly.
Chantay, Virginia.
Chantay.
And now, your girlfriend, Jamie, how long have you been going out with her?
About 4 or 5 months.
4 to 5 months?
Oh, so it hasn't been a real long-term relationship.
Not really.
And the reason you want to bust it up with her?
I just getting kind of tired of it. I just don't want nothing to do with her, and she's starting to annoy me a little bit.
Why is she annoying you?
Just a bunch of little things that she does. I don't like it no more, and I just want out.
Oh, all right. Don't like it no more. All right, hold on a second. Let's call now. The number you gave us was...
This could backfire on him.
The number for Jamie, right?
So.
Okay, here we go. Okay, hold on, please. Everybody's frantically writing. Okay. Girl's name is Jamie.
Listen to all the Sharpies.
Yes, we're going crazy here. Oh, now that sounds to me like someone's on a cell, but yeah, maybe on the other line.
I just can't do it no more.
Well, maybe Pete will be able to leave a message. Eventually, don't these things kick into the message mode? Eventually?
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The cellular customer you have dialed is not answering. Please try your call again later.
Somebody didn't pop 18. For the voicemail.
Oh. All right, well, you know what? We'll keep Brian online.
All right.
Everybody keep your Brian pages separate.
Mm-hmm.
I know we all had pages.
We did. We were ready, and they were all against Brian.
Okay, how about... Well, not mine. Not mine. Let's go to Aaron, who's wants us to call his wife because his wife won't let him make any decisions. All right.
Yeah.
Is that right? Hi, Aaron.
Hey guys, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, we're doing great. Hi, buddy. Where are you calling from?
Mobile.
Mobile, Alabama, where the men are men and the women are too.
What it is, we just moved into a new house. I've made all these great decisions. She's praised me on how well I've done. But then when I tell her something, she just doesn't listen.
She just doesn't listen.
You know, just how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, One good, quick example. We're painting the dining room, and I went ahead and did all the trim, and I said, wait, let me do this. Let me roll
it. Yeah, all right. Okay.
You know, blah, blah, blah.
All right,
we got it. Hold on a second.
He went ahead and did it anyway.
All right, hold on a second, please. Okay.
Okay. Earth shattering.
Here we go. Well, to him it is, Mike.
I understand, Don.
We are calling Nicole. Oh, that's interesting, because I just wrote something that relates to O.J.
Oh, God. I had a little trouble getting through here.
Yeah. Well, let me make sure the guy gave us the right area code. Hey, Aaron, is the area code 251?
Yeah, they just changed it.
251. All right, I'll try again. Hold on a second, please. Aye, aye, aye. What did it used to be?
334.
234?
334.
334. Hold on, please.
334.
Aaron. There we go. We'll get through it now. Okay, now her name is Nicole, Pete. That's who you're going to be speaking to when Pete makes the call. Remember, Aaron wants Nicole to allow him to make more decisions.
And to listen.
Yeah.
Do I say it from the Don and Mike show?
No, you're just Pete Johnson, the big man.
You've reached 661.
Okay. Oh, well, that's the right number. Okay, well, you can leave a message.
Okay. Thanks. Hi, Nicole. This is Pete Johnson.
The big man.
I'm the big man. Anyway, your husband wanted me to call you and to have you maybe... give him a little more consideration because he feels that you're not respecting him like you should. And tuck your balls away and let Aaron have his way. Give the man his penis back. Remember OJ, you bitch. Take off your shoes and start making dinner. I hope you got the message.
hold on.
Dinner on the table at 7.
Thank you for your call.
Oh, we could write that.
Hold on. Give her another one.
OJ's wife was named Nicole, too, you remember.
Okay, Rob.
An occasional DJ wouldn't hurt.
Hold on.
Buzz, are you playing in this round?
Sure.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Remember what happened to the last Nicole who wouldn't listen?
I am.
He wears the pants. You wear the muzzle.
All right, we got one more.
I hate for blood to spill.
Hold on.
It doesn't stop.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Put a sock in it, fatty.
All right. Well, Aaron...
Hey, you guys are great. I'm going to be in so much trouble when I get home. It's going to be freaking worth it.
All right, Aaron, she wasn't there. Let me see. You want to try? Hey, listen, Brian, is there any chance your girlfriend Jamie's listening to the show right now?
I think I gave the wrong number. I have another number I can give you.
Dirt!
And whatnot.
Dirt!
All right, Lisa, I'm going to put Brian on hold. Meantime, let's go to Mark who wants us to call his old friend Chris. He wants him to give him back his stuff. Now, hey, Mark, hello. Hi, my friend.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Annandale.
Okay, beautiful. Give us a background on your situation with Chris so Pete can make the call for you.
Okay, basically long-time best friends. Since we were little, went to high school together, college roommates after college. And I don't know, he got a girlfriend and she moved in and I moved out. And, you know, I can't get my stuff back now. I've been trying to call for, like... 2 months, basically on and off, playing phone tag, trying to get my stuff back, CDs, right. Movies.
Okay, good. All right, hold on. Let me
you want him to get out?
No, I want you to send me my stuff.
You want your stuff back.
Okay, great. Hold on a second, please.
Okay. 622.
That's good. Oh, excellent. Just say the number on the air,
yeah,
dummy.
It doesn't hurt.
See, I'm always a step behind because I got to dial the phone.
Hello.
Oh, Pete, go ahead.
Hey, Chris, is this you?
Yeah.
You got to tell him he's on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air here on Don and Mike's show.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah,
I'm Pete Johnson.
I'm Pete Johnson. I'm calling because of...
I am the big man.
I am the big man, and your friend Mark wanted me to talk to you because he feels that you're not really asking and, you know, really responding to his demands as far as getting his stuff back. And I was hoping maybe that I could help out here. What do you think? Is there anything we can do?
Yeah, I can do that, my Jeff.
Anyway, because he says you have a lot of his stuff and everything like that. You sound like you've been drinking at the ass wipe water bottle.
What are you saying? Are you saying I'm drinking?
Here's an idea. Why that Mark doesn't loan you a shoe up your ass?
Mark, I don't... What does Mark say I owe him?
Mark always wanted anal sex with you.
What?
Can you read it?
Give him his stuff back, fag.
Wait, hold on. Mark says he always wanted anal sex from me?
Yeah. Mark wants to teabag you.
Mark wants to teabag me? Hold on.
Give it up, you Steven weasel ass.
I'm a weasel ass.
Mark hears your voice, and he's exploding his seed.
What are you talking about? I want to know what I owe Mark.
He says you have all his stuff. You're a scumbag, thief.
I'm a scumbag.
Are you hiding the stuff in your donkey hole?
Yeah, I'm hiding the stuff in my donkey hole.
Dookie.
A dookie hole?
Dookie hole.
Mark wants a fleshy sword fight.
Yeah, man. If he wants the sword fight, I can sword fight.
Give Mark his stuff or he'll violate you.
How will he violate me?
He has ways.
I'm really wondering how he's going to violate me.
It's about your herpes.
It's about my herpes.
Tell your tiresome bitch to clam up.
Hey, he said, bitch, clam up.
Yeah, now we're going to turn it on her.
That's right.
You are a common thief, like your mom is a common whore.
Yeah, my mom's a common whore? My mom's no common whore. I think your mom's a whore.
But we're not talking about me now.
What? I mean, I'm really wondering what I owe Mark.
He says you have a lot of his stuff there.
Is he gonna give me anal or something?
So you want to tell this guy's mom something, Pete?
Yeah, your mom. Tell her to go braid her underarm hairs.
Hey, tell your mom to go braid her underarm hairs. Tell your mom to shave it, because last night I was over there, and it was too hairy for me.
Your girlfriend is an uncommon whore.
My girlfriend's an uncommon whore? Well, I don't think my girlfriend would appreciate that.
You give Mark his CD and stuff, and you won't lose your only testicle.
Hey, Mark saw some of my wrestling figures.
Mom, Pete, snap it up, Pete. Here we go.
I'm keep you away from your peanut butter and your German shepherd.
Hey, Pete, you're a big dyke.
Your fingers smell like salmon.
Yeah, but I was in your mom all last night.
Oh, dear.
Eat my Duke.
Really? Do you like tossed salad, Pete? Is that what you like? You like tossed salad?
Your brain has the shell on it.
See, Pete, you like tossing salad? Is that what you like doing?
Your stolen stuff is hidden in your gal's, pal's enormous twat.
My mom's twatting, man. Hey, tell your mom I need my Nikes back.
So what do you think? Is he going to get his stuff back?
Hell no, Mark's not going to get his stuff back.
Shut your cake hole, you inbred redneck.
I'm glad I'm in Bren. So, Pete.
I think we've done all we can.
I think we've done all we can here.
I think we've done all we can, really.
Dynamite, you guys rule.
Well, listen, really, do you owe this guy stuff?
Huh? No, I don't. I have some of his wrestling figures.
All right, well, hold on a second. Let me see what I do here. Conference. Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on to this guy.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I still have some of your wrestling figures.
No, I want my CDs and my videotapes back.
Your CDs and your videotapes?
Yeah. Look, when your girlfriend moved in there, you became a total dick. And I want my stuff back.
Mark, when my girlfriend moved in, I thought you were going to move out anyways.
Look, if I come over to get it, are you going to be there this time, or are you going to leave?
Pete has something to say to both of you boys.
Go eat feces, hammerhead.
Wait, Pete has something else.
Hey, Pete, you're a douchebag.
Wait,
shut up.
Wait, Pete has something else to say.
You are both stunning faggots.
Pete, you're a douchebag. Shut up.
All right, let's get the here. Boys off the phone.
Hey, is that Jack?
Goodbye, both of you.
Oh, you want to try one more?
Yeah, of course. It's too much fun.
Oh, God damn, that was great. Hold on, what is this? Who is this? Frank?
Frank, who are you? Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Frank from Balmer.
Yes, Frank.
Yeah, I wanted Pete to call an ex-manager of mine.
Yeah, why is that?
We left on bad terms, you might say.
You know, that's a cowardly call, though. The ex-manager, because he wanted this guy will never have to face the guy again.
What is it that he wants Pete to say to your ex-manager?
Just thank him for all the great training he did for me and helped me with my attitude.
No,
forget it. No, I'm sorry.
You got no balls for this game. Sorry.
Sure.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go back to Brian. Now, Brian, did you give the correct phone number to Lisa?
Yes, I did.
For your girlfriend, Jamie?
Yes.
Lisa, is that the number you got on the screen now? All right. Hold on, please. We'll try one more here. Remember, this was one of the original calls. The first call, Brian wants to break up with his girlfriend, Jamie.
Okay, here we go. Dialing her up right now.
And Pete Johnson makes the call. Rob, you have a lot of my old sheets? I think I could just recycle a lot of my old stuff. Have you been throwing those away? Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Pete, go ahead.
Hello, is this Jamie? Hello?
Jamie?
Oh, that must have been it's an answering machine.
Hello, Jamie?
You know what? She's in a bad cell. Let me try one more time. Hold on.
Hello?
Well, shoot, there she was. Jamie?
Yeah.
Hello, Jamie. Oh, Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Jamie, this is Pete Johnson from the Don and Mike Show.
Tell her she's on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air here, and also, I'm calling on behalf of Brian.
You are the big man.
Yeah, I'm the big man here. Anyway, Brian wanted me to give you a call. Somehow he's sort of disappointed and disillusioned with the relationship, and he didn't have the heart to say it to you directly, so he wanted me to basically call you and tell you this. Hello?
I'm sorry, hello?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, tell her again.
Yeah, this is Pete Johnson from the Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh.
You are the big man.
Yeah, I'm the big man. And I'm calling on behalf of Brian, who he wanted to tell you that he's sort of disillusioned with the relationship with you, and he feels that somehow it's come far enough, and he wanted to break up, and he wanted me to call you and tell you because he didn't have the heart to do it.
Okay.
What is it?
Hold on. Well, Pete, go ahead. I know you have more to say.
Your boyfriend wants to sniff his glue alone.
Mm-hmm.
Brian's been banging your sister. I've seen more inviting holes at the Grand Canyon. Have you always been attracted to dullards? Give the man his penis back. Remember OJ, you bitch? You still there?
Jamie? Well, apparently
we're here.
We've
Oh, there we go. That was an interesting twist on the game there.
We've lost Jamie.
Very interesting. We were recycling some of them there from previous calls.
We were. Brian, how do you think that went, buddy?
I don't know.
Oh.
Now, what do you mean?
One of the comments you said might get me in some trouble.
Yeah, well, your idea, Brian.
Right. Well, which comment do you think might get you in trouble?
Well, you said I was banging her sister, and her sister kind of passed away a while ago.
Well, even better, you're banging her dead sister. I mean, if I would have known that, I would have written dead sister. But remember, Brian, you called us.
Right.
And you do want to break up with the girl, right?
Right.
Well, I think that's probably a mission accomplished.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're very welcome. See, that's the right attitude. Thank you. And hold on, Pete, I know that you probably have a couple of things that you would like to say to Brian.
Brian hung up.
He just hung up. Love that.
Jesus.
Some guy like that called the show.
And whatnot.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have said that about her sister, because her sister's dead.
Jesus.
Well, Pete, listen, you as always were stellar on Pete Johnson Makes the Call.
Pete Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
Simply a beautiful job. Pete, thank you.
You're welcome.
We love having you come in and make these very tough calls for our listeners. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye. See ya. How will you be... Now, listen, now you don't have to be the big man anymore. Now you're just... Turn the music off. You're just Pete Johnson. How are you going to be spending the rest of your Thursday evening?
I'll probably spend most of it here and then go home and eat and then go to sleep.
Do you know what's on the menu for dinner this evening?
No, it'll be something good.
What did you enjoy for lunch today?
I'm on a diet, so I didn't eat lunch.
Oh, really? You didn't have any lunch at all?
You guys didn't say anything. You didn't.
Yeah, you slimmed down a little bit, Pete. What did you enjoy for breakfast this morning?
I just had some, just some juice, that's all.
Hey, you know what might be fun, Pete? How about this? How about we call your wife, and we feed you all the prompts for your wife?
No, that's where
he draws the line.
No, on that one. Okay, all right. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Pete Johnson.
Thank you. Pete Johnson, yeah. Everybody.
Very good.
Pete Johnson, you can see him on the WNAW website or go to DonAndMikeFans.com and get a good look at the Joe Paterno lookalike.
Thank you, Pete.
With the Vince Lombardi thief, he is Peter Johnson.
There he goes.
Everybody. PJ the DJ. Again.
Wow.
All right. Pete. Get out of here. Bye. Thank you, Pete.
There goes Pete there Johnson. Always looking a little stunned after his segment.
He's never quite sure if what he's done is right or
absolutely
not.
Absolutely. It's a shame we couldn't get it to get through to Leah.
Yeah. Well, maybe another day.
Another day, another dollar.
Another time. Thank you, Peter Johnson. We're up on a break, and we will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
I like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Must I name names? Yeah. You know who you are. Know who you are.
Name the old guys by name because we don't know their names.
Okay. I'm gonna call you Alan, you're a pussy. Steve, pussy.
There you go.
Goldstein, Johnson, pussy.
Isn't there a Pat?
Ivan, pussy. Pat, an old pussy. John, forget about it. You suck. Faggots, you're pussy. All of you.
Paul Gorgi.
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
If you don't get wood, we don't get paid. The Don and Mike Show.
Filthy Elvis will love the show on Monday. It's going to be definitely a wood show. We're going to have the nipple show on Monday.
A wood show.
Girls, if you're interested in answering now, maybe you've heard about this. Monday is National Nipple Day, and we're paying $1,000 an inch for the longest nips.
Right.
So call it. A bunch of girls are signed up already, and we have tentative plans to put this on the website, www.donandmikefans.com.
If you're extraordinarily proud of your nipples, we want to see you.
Yeah, you got to call us. You got to call. You got to call to enter. We pay $1,000 an inch.
Wow. Go on, enter.
For the largest girls, the longest girls, and for the guys, $10 an inch, because that's a stupid-ass CBS rule where they said you can't have the contest just for girls. It has to be for guys also.
And they don't have to stick straight out. If they're a little droopy, we will support them to measure.
Oh, right, yeah. I mean, you know, if you're like...
lay the ruler out flat.
One of those National Geographic girls.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Whatever we have to do.
You've seen those magazines, you know, with the big, long, droopy ones.
Right.
Bring them on down, and Monday is
on
the day.
On Jane Goodall.
Monday.
Monday is the day of the Big Nipple Show, and plenty of girls signed up already, but we do need a few more at 877-365-3636.
All right.
Now, Rob, do you have the tape ready?
Which one?
The DJ tape?
As soon as you want it.
Yeah, let's go with this. Now, I don't know who. I think we got this again from the guys at the Record Mart. Is we
Ratchet
this
Mind.
Yeah.
They,
you want the old one first?
Yeah, we this one.
Now,
yeah.
You guys were previewing this earlier.
Well, where's the one that has the retrospective of me, of all my stations?
Wow.
This is something.
Yesterdial number 17.
Yesterdial.
Okay. Now, what this is a radiophile service, I guess.
This is they advertise these in the back of R&R, right?
Yeah. This is something from the Air Check Factory. And as you can see, I have the picture of an old radio on here. And it says, Radio the Way We Were, Yesterdial.
Right.
And what they've done is... Scott Miller, who's the MC for Yesterdial,
sure.
He apparently what he's going to do is intro a bunch of my old disc jockey tapes,
okay,
from and like 25 years ago. And just I came in today, and Rob was listening to this just a little bit, and right. I was really in the super hey, how you doing stage. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now, is this after Nina Menashe?
No, many of them before.
Before Nina Menashe.
I think, Rob, don't you have wife?
Oh, 92!
Don't you have wife and Rockford on there?
What it does is it starts with wife and Rockford and then moves on up through PGC and then it ends up at 99X in New York.
All right, so you're going to hear me through a variety of incarnations here, and keeping in mind that when I started, I was 14.
Right.
So I think the very first time you're going to hear me on the tape is when I'm 14.
Wow. This would be in Rockford, Illinois.
Yes, when I am just, from what I heard in the brief snip that I heard of the Rob,
uh-huh.
I'm puking my guts out. I mean, it's like everything we make fun of times 10.
Well, it's also a million years ago, so that's okay.
That's the
ouch.
Wow, what are we getting there, Robbie? Hold on.
In 1977, Don Geronimo had been making the rounds. Young Mike Sorcy began his career at Rockford's WYFE.
The best description would be throaty.
Now, keep in mind, you cut me some slack. I'm 14, maybe 15 years old.
Right, and that's the way they did it back then.
Well,
come on,
no.
You were in your 20s when these were made.
No, I wasn't. And Buzz,
yeah.
No, not everybody did it as bad as this. I was just out of my freaking mind.
Jimmy, you were tight.
95, WYFE-FM, Winnebago, Rockford.
What?
I'm sorry. This is different than Nina Menashe. You're deeper. You've grown. Your testicles have dropped.
No, this is actually timeline before Nina Menashe, before the tapes that you've heard.
Okay, all right.
This is like the second radio station I ever worked at.
All right.
Geronimo, 303, Rockford Skies, today at fair today, high 38. Fair and cool overnight, low 15. Tonight's middle, high 35.
Oh, you're a kid.
Sunshine
yeah.
Now, WIFE temperature is 35.
Move to WSPT in Stevens Point, coining the name Don Geronimo. He began putting some impressive call letters under his belt. WLS.
Look at the difference.
40 minutes, commercial-free rock and roll. Don Geronimo at free Fleetwood Mac concert ticket and a brand new album. Just call it when you hear the touch tone this hour. Saturday night, how many people
that
will
is
hear
night and day.
Tonight? Think I'm in love.
Oh, I still suck here, though. Listen, was such a jive act.
Don Geronimo working the hit lines tonight with a request for Brown Sugar, right?
You have to play it soon because my husband's out painting the house and he doesn't listen to rock and roll. So when he comes in, we have to change to the country and western station.
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, gee. Well, maybe we could fool him and have him think that WLS is a country station.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I don't know.
Do you think he'd be able to tell the difference if I played the Rolling Stones and said, is Conway Twitty and Merle Haggard? Do you think we could... fool him. I mean,
this is a pathetic phone bill that I'm doing here.
Cute.
I'm just not to get cute.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Oh, come on. This is awful.
Well, no, but I mean, it's young.
Yeah.
So, now, this is not
Ron WLS.
I know, but still.
Jeez, you know, I would have given my right nut to be on WLS at your age.
Lame phone bid, though.
You sound pretty much alike to Stones and Conway.
You lost completely the. Did somebody tell you along the line when you were doing the. Boy, would I be thrilled. Somebody say, knock that off.
Just talk in your normal voice.
Right.
Although we didn't hear the earlier tape of 99X.
Okay.
When I really. That's when I went through a phase when I had a program director who told me, talk like this. 99X.
Okay.
And I'd actually do like a fake when I was on in New York.
I mean like that.
No, it was on the X. Call me now on the X. Here's the 3 degrees on the X. I was into that.
Okay, well, hey, this is Country Radio, WLS, with Conway Twitty and Brown Sugar.
I don't think this chat would fool him at all, but
it's too late now.
Too late now, huh?
WPGC. You know, folks, I was almost two places at the same time tonight. Well, actually, I would have only been in one place. Sitting on the VW Parkway this afternoon. There is a heck of a problem in the New York Avenue area. Traffic backed up for miles both way on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway.
Second news for you. There was no traffic jam. I'm making this up.
Wow.
That's a bit. I'm a dumb disc jockey. The song is called Two Places at the Same Time,
uh-huh.
And I'm such an idiot, I just can't say two places at the same time. Hey, I was almost in two places at the same time because there was a traffic backup on the BW Parkway today.
Hi, how are you?
Right.
Sitting there in traffic, let me say it for you. Probably feel much better now that you got that out of your system, eh?
God bless WPGC. Amen. And FM.
Well, that's close again, sir. Actually, it's WPGC FM and AM Morningside, the hot one. On the air, off the wall, feeling high and getting small. Edgar Ferguson, where are you with your traffic copter when we really need you?
Guys. So happy.
This is Don Geronimo. Ooh, I love the saxophone in that song. Love that sax. Oh, we could do some violins now. We could have sax and violins, just like the news on TV now.
Don't go.
Yes, and the thing to me that is amazing about this is that these are awful disc jockey tapes, and I'm just playing them to goof on myself.
Right.
That there are radiophiles out there who, like, pay $10.
Collect them.
For this. Collect them and swap.
Share them with their friends.
Swap them. Share them with their friends.
Put them in all kinds of crazy poses.
Los Angeles.
All right, now here I'm in Los Angeles. Okay, let's get this
on my list.
Yeah, this
it's still to come this half hour on the Geronimo Show, the list of the 10 most desirable bachelors in the world. I don't see my name on it.
Used to be so easy.
Now, again, I'm working for a guy who says, well, you're screaming way too much.
Right.
So now that
you mean right there he thought you were screaming?
No, just in general. When I worked at this thing.
Kevin Kiss FM, the Geronimo Show commercial free. And Stevie Wonder. And this is Fat Girl. And of course, the number one market, New York City, and WXLO or 99X.
So hold it right there. Stop it right there. So what they're doing, in effect, is you're a WPGC when you had matured as a disc jockey, and I think you sound really good. I listened to you when I came down to Washington, D.C., and I liked the show. But what they're doing now is they're making it sound like you've moved up and you've grown older and gone to 99X, when they're going back to when you were 16 years old.
Yeah, it's 15 years earlier.
Okay.
And we're
going to hear a giant step backwards.
Yeah, and when I'm really, the station's got tons of processing, and I'm using, in essence, a fake voice. I'm coming on and going,
99X. Remember also, this is the career of Mike Sorcy.
Yeah.
September 4th, 1977.
99X, giving away an X-Pack with the 12 top albums, memories, 5 winners an hour. Now, you're 18 or 19 here, right?
18.
I never knew before that a perfume could be so, well, interesting.
This is really, really embarrassing. But as bad as it is for me, wait till you hear the other disc jockeys on this thing.
Okay.
This is just a prelude, if you will, a setup. You know, Rob, I'm bored of this.
Oh, I want to hear 99X. Don't we hear any more 99X?
Let's hear one break in 99X. I'm embarrassed.
All over. Ambush.
And put on the tape of Buzz. When Buzz was in Chicago.
Very interesting.
It's not like he edits these at all. He just takes skim checks. else you need to hear.
Everybody's favorite song. In fact, here's one for Ronnie and Carmelina.
Hello.
Boy, they had you formatted, didn't they?
Yeah.
No, it was like 5 seconds in and 5 seconds out.
Wow.
99X. Place is giving away X-Packs with 12 top albums. You win it right now. Call the number 15 at 354-8600. Win.
You are too hard on yourself. That bad. It's really not. I mean, you think it's a lot worse than it is.
But I think you're your own worst critic in these situations.
Sure. Big Side Queens, who just won the top 12 albums.
I'm serious. I mean, you know I would I'd bust your balls if I thought it was worse. Nina Menashe, that's prime ball busting right there.
That's fun. That's fun ball.
Okay.
All right. Rob, go to the other one.
I wish we could hear a little Nina Menashe.
Oh, no, that's back at the stage.
What I can't believe is, boy, they really, I mean, they was just like in and out, right?
Jumping around all over the place. Like, go to now, this is, I think the first voice you'll hear on this day is Buzz.
Wow.
Actually, Buzz was doing the news on my morning show.
Is this in Chicago?
Right. This is from October 30th, 1984.
Wow.
And again, these are not my tapes.
Right.
These are from these guys that sell tapes. Of old disc jockeys.
Amazing. They go to program directors, don't they? And they ask them for old skim checks.
All right, here we go.
And they get them from the disc jockeys.
Not to mention the alligators.
It's 8:57.
There was you, Buzz.
Something's never changed.
Susan, look, here in the paper. Bennigan's is having a Halloween party.
Halloween party?
Yeah, it says they'll have delicious treats to enjoy.
What are you doing, Rob?
Fast forwarding through spots. I don't think this is a skimmer.
Oh, they put commercials on?
96 sports. Even without Quentin Daly, the Bulls beat the Milwaukee Bucks last night 116-110. And Monday Night Football, Seattle beat San Diego 24-0.
B96 weather, a little sunshine.
Ah, see, there's Buzz.
Right.
All right. There's Buzz.
High around 58. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 40.
And now the winds are southwest at 9. Humidity's B96%. It's 51 at O'Hare, 54 at the lake front.
Split the weather with the broad.
Mike Elston on B96.
The whole
making a call here real quick.
Uh-huh.
We were calling.
Hello?
The Y.
Hi, is this another YMCA in Chicago?
Yes, this is YMCA.
I am wondering if you have a Mr. Quentin Daly registered there, please.
You think I got the reverb loud on WJFK.
Wow.
Listen to this.
And this was on FM in Chicago.
I'd forgotten.
Okay, thank you. Go get right
my.
Back.
So, what are you going to do today? Sleep, Mike.
Sleep. I need to sleep.
I'm planning on that too. How about you, Karen?
Oh, who knows?
Come on, I'll follow you. Come over to my house today. Let's all sleep together.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
She's checking right now.
Quentin Daly. How do you spell that? D-A-I.
Was that some kind of a joke about the mayor's kid or something?
I guess so. I don't
remember the bit.
Certainly is not funny now, is it?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
You're still mean.
D-A-I-L.
I'm
going to
get connected with the information desk.
And they'll
check and see if he's registered on their file.
No, ma'am, this is a joke.
Oh, it is?
Pretty funny, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, and now it's time to start Michael Jackson. As soon as the bit goes south, time to start the record.
Yeah.
She doesn't know why she's laughing, but it's pretty funny, huh?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm laughing.
But it's pretty darn funny. Hey, ma'am, do you ever listen to B96 radio? Ever listen to radio station B96?
Yeah, I have listened to it.
Well, you should go turn it on right now because you're on the radio right now.
Oh, no, I'm not. Look, I'm on the radio. Get in here.
Have you ever heard of that handsome stud, Don Geronimo?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're talking to him.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, God. And you still don't know why it's funny, right?
No.
Okay, thanks. Hold on.
Live or tape?
Oh, that was live.
Yeah.
Same way you and I used to do them. Just take the call live and just go until they stop singing. Start singing.
See what happens. There are many disc jockeys that can't do that.
That's true.
All right. Let's hear one more of this. And then we're going to goof on the other disc jockeys.
Putting you, I see your mood spiraling down as we play more of these.
And now mine too.
Oh, this is when I was cutting edge, because I'm playing tapes out of format.
Oh, okay.
On my show.
Dependable, we're swinging. Radio on the go, with the lively guys.
do with a $100 song this hour on B96. Just call in to win when you hear Prince and Purple Rain.
Great jingle bag.
And then this freaking record.
And you had to play that record after that jingle. And if you had to do it on your own, you wouldn't have played that. I know that. That is horrible.
Those two records in a row were Beat It by Michael Jackson. Right. And I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, that is horrible. I mean, coming out of that jingle, too, that's hard. They didn't think about that, did they?
And Buzz and I would seriously get together during the commercials and say, why don't we just shoot ourselves right now with this goddamn music that they're making us play.
Unbelievable. That high power jingle, then you play that wimpy song.
It was a power. You had to play it on the top of the hour. Around fast, the song's not over yet. Christ, it's longer now than when I played it.
Didn't we play the number one song every hour?
Every 45 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is bad, man.
Nothing but the hits on B96.
Hey, way to jump in, though.
Yeah.
You didn't get the cha-cha-cha beep before you hit the jingle.
Yeah.
I can tell when you're angry.
I am.
Dun, dun, dun. No need for that part.
I am. God.
What is that? Okay. Let's drive by the car.
Oh, actually talking without music?
Great song.
We had some.
I loved that song. And then we played it so much that... This is right before you came to Washington.
Sunshine today.
Great talk up right
there. Change it to a chance of rain. I think the weatherman in Chicago just makes up a forecast, then when the sun comes up, looks outside and changes it. So I don't know. Whatever it is outside right now, that's what it'll be today. I don't have a window. I couldn't tell you. The high temperature will be 58, and it's 54 now at the Moe's Music, B96.
What a pitiful existence that was.
But we had some fun.
No, we had fun in the hallway.
Yeah.
We had fun in the stairwell. We did.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
Parking garage.
Buzz and I used to take our breaks. during
a lot of time. Yeah, a lot of time.
It's like a click is what it is. It's like a click.
Embarrassing. Jack Diamond's laughing at me right now.
16 after 9. I know you've been saying, there's just no laser rock retrospectives in the Chicago area. Well, Gary Spears will be hosting one at Triton College in River Grove on Friday night, so see him there.
Jack Diamond really laughing his ass off right now.
You were tightly formatted there, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was
in the morning.
A jingle and then a record. Well, this is after 9 o'clock, when they really wanted us to go to the regular format.
Right now. 96. And there's Billy Joel. I'm Don Geronimo at 20 now after 9. It's 9:20. Karen, do you think that Christie Brinkley is going out with him because of him or because of who he is?
Because of him.
Do you think that he's going out with her because of her or because of who she is?
Because of her.
It just makes me sick when beautiful women like that are attracted to short guys like that. We've had some macho men like myself ready, willing, and available.
Uh-huh.
Sickens me.
But you're not available.
Hey, well...
And he was.
I'm like those guys in Calumet City, you know? I'm married, but I'm not dead. Listen, I didn't sell this the correct way before. Say, Karen.
Yes.
I know you've been asking me all week. You've been coming up to me and going, Don, you know, there is just never enough good laser rock retrospective.
Okay. Enough.
Enough. Christ. Now that you are completely absorbed in depression.
Yeah. Put on Doug Track. Now we can all share a laugh now.
Yeah.
Because on the same thing where they have my timeline.
Sure.
They also have a Grease Man thing.
And I think one of the things I noticed, I heard you playing this earlier, you'll notice things haven't changed that much.
Now, at least give me this.
Right.
Whether you love me or hate me, I have progressed.
Evolved, right.
Yes, I have evolved into something different.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you turned on the Grease Man show this morning on the Vietnamese station in Washington, you would hear the exact same thing you're going to hear right now. You got it, Robbie?
This is from Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, this is 1978.
Wow.
Right. So right around the time that you heard me on 99X. Right. Here we go.
A proud bird with a golden tail.
The Grease Man gained national recognition at 50,000 watt WAPE in Jacksonville, where he reigned supreme and was always in top form, as on July 4th, 1978.
You probably say, oh, Grease Man, you just corny, but let's bow our heads in respect and together, shall we? Brian Cabrera for the Heavenly Father, you got a copy on me there, good buddy. You got the Grease Man here in the J-Town. I just want to say,
I got a new theory. We're broadcasting from the J-Town today.
Wow. Are you like me when you listen to all these tapes? It makes me embarrassed for the art form, for the craft.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, my tapes included. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and praise and ace on you for providing America with so blessed a, we call harvest of bountiful blessings there. And, is that you?
Yes.
How am I getting out on this thing?
Playing the reel-to-reel through the board.
Right.
Hey, yeah. I appreciate it. Is she talking to me like,
yeah.
My Aunt Betsy just passed away. I was wondering, did you let her into the kingdom?
No.
You think you could be listening to this seriously tomorrow morning on his brokered show on all the broke-dick AM stations the guy is on?
You got batteries for the radio if you're fixing to go out to the beach today or have a little picnic or anything. Because we got the best wax in Jack. The swinging medallion.
Jack?
You know what? Hold on. Can you go to the guy from New Orleans? Because this guy. There's one more you got to hear. This guy from New Orleans, from what I heard earlier today.
This guy is a big ass puker.
A bigger puker than me.
All right.
A bigger puker than Doug Tracht.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this guy is absolutely, I mean, he is in a sea of vomit.
King puke.
In a sea of disc jockey vomit.
This is fun. A little retrospective.
How you doing?
You got it, Robbie?
I'm working on it. It's 1960.
Oh, my God.
1960.
60, my God.
1960.
Hold on, be there 1 second.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What a mess. What a mess.
Big eight.
He's at the end of the tape, right, Rob?
Yeah, he is. Playing the wags and jets.
I was no better.
Oh,
I was no better.
Oh, come on.
Hey, what do you think about that, Mike Elson? How about you, Karen Ham?
Yeah, but you got the big difference was that difference between when they jumped you from Rockford to PGC.
Yeah,
no, to WLS. That's when someone said
someone to WLS.
Stop fighting in the back of the throat.
Right.
That's when they told me just use your regular voice to talk.
As Yesterdial dials back to the start of the 60s decade, we hear Perry Murphy on Monday, August 12th.
Is this the puker, Rob?
WCIX, Perry Murphy.
Oh, it's Mighty Sam.
The puking guy we heard?
I think it is.
You think so? They play the whole freaking song?
You know, they don't do any work on it. It's so typical of radio.
They just get a tape and they throw it out there.
Okay.
To the Sean Bells, everyone!
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, we got some puking coming up here.
Yeah, it's coming to the Sean Bells, everybody.
Which is, you really can barely hear the disc jockey.
Yeah.
Probably a very good thing.
All right, you know.
Wow.
So anyway, that's our thanks to whoever sent that goddamn thing in.
Can I get you a drink?
Yes, or dial, please. You can get me a big drink.
And what's this guy going to say? Radio dials are turning across the country? Tell me about it. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah.
Larry.
Hey, Larry.
I just did what Don Geronimo suggested a few years ago. I had the unfortunate task of going across Wyoming and Montana like twice in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And I remember your tapes of Bad Billy Warner. this guy made Bad Billy Warner sound good.
Who's that, me you're talking about?
No, it wasn't you. It was some disc jockey in Wyoming and another one in Montana. So if people want to have fun, when they're driving out there, switch the dial and start looking for them. You guys weren't available, and these guys were just so bad, I couldn't turn the channel.
All right.
Oh, that's cool. Well, that falls into the category of so, so bad they're good. Good.
Yeah.
Still out there.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hi, dude.
Hello.
Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, it's David, Fort Myers Beach.
Yes, hi, David.
Hey, Don, when you were working up in Stevens Point, do you recall throwing back any Point beers?
Point beer? Yes, I did.
I grew up there. I don't
about
know.
89 cents a six pack for Point Beer.
Point Beer?
Point Beer.
Where about in Rockford?
Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Stevens Point, Wisconsin. At Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Was Point Beer like brewed in Stevens Point?
Yes. That is the
wonderful Stevens Point water.
That's the first station I ever got fired at because I was doing 7 to midnight.
Right.
And there was a Hardee's or something like that down the street.
Oh.
And I put on Stairway to Heaven and left the radio station and went to get something to eat and realized, duh, I locked myself out.
Oh.
So the record ran out.
And they fired you?
Yeah, they fired me, the program director.
They were so forgiving in those days.
Fired me right on the spot.
Wow.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, is it me?
Yeah.
Hey, I am an old-time listener to everybody in D.C.
Yeah.
I am old enough to know that before Grease Man, there was Howard Stern. But,
great. What?
What?
I'm sorry. It's my day off.
It's not my day off. We're feeding our families. What?
But I can remember that Nino Griesmanelli used to do all sorts of...
the radio wannabe guy.
Get out of here.
God damn.
I remember.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I composed myself.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Pretty good there, Don. Hey, how about you sounded fantastic on this stage?
All right, come on. I know I suck. That's why I played them. Because, you know, I'm poking fun at myself here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What?
You crack me up.
What?
You get it a certain way when we play those tapes.
I don't like
it. It's very interesting.
Like
you like it, but you don't like it.
Yeah, I you know what I do? I'd probably like to have a copy for myself.
Right, right.
But to play them on the radio, what, am I a sourpuss?
It makes you into a sourpuss.
F you.
It makes you a big sourpuss.
Oh, no, listen, I think Buzz said it best. Listen to this, please, huh?
F you, Rob.
F you, Rob. Okay, listen, when we get back, I know we got a break. All right, when we come back. Are you ready for an edition of Yours in Christ?
Yes, absolutely.
When you and I pretend that we are Christian disc jockeys?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll do that when we come right back, everybody.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. Down 20% for your listening pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Well, geez, if you just got in the car, boy, you missed a good one today. We have had the debut of who we think is the next big thing, Filthy Elvis.
Filthy Elvis coming to a theater near you.
Singing his great hits that, incidentally, they've now taken the CD out of the studio to make sure that we don't play it again.
Very good.
His great songs, Pubic Hair.
Pubic Hair and...
Blow Me Brenda.
Yes, and to the tune of Love Me Tender.
They took the CD out, but they just left us the case.
The box. The fabulous titles, though, Don.
All effed up. New Poon, that was a great one.
Right.
Crack, You Ain't Nothing But a Crack Hoe.
Oh, I love that one.
I'm Gonna Hit Her Where the Sun Don't Shine.
Oh, right. Elvis.
Jim is the name of his latest flame. Are You Horny Tonight?
Are You Horny?
Burning Meat. And the one that we didn't hear, his tribute to Jailhouse Rock,
right.
Called Jailhouse C.O.C.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Anyway, you missed the introduction of Filthy Elvis.
He was wonderful.
Also, Pete Johnson, he is the big man. He was on the show today. We just heard those embarrassing tapes. And now, Joe, if you've got the music ready, we're going to do a very quick... very fast edition of Yours in Christ.
Yes, Brother Donald.
I'm Brother Donald.
And I'm Brother Michael.
Good Thursday to you.
Hi. And let me tell you right now, God loves you. God loves you.
loves you for listening to the show.
Yes, and we appreciate it, too.
All right, down.
We're all God's creature.
Down on the music, Joe. Down on the music. Turn it down. There you go. Lower, lower, lower. Make it go away now. Just wait till ask where to get at the end of the bat. Listen to this. Okay, turn it all the way down, Joe. All the way down. There you go. That's
there,
all
that
the
didn't
way.
Take long, Joe. God all loves you, Joe.
God loves all the little creatures, Brother Michael.
That's right. Large and small, slow and fast.
Hi, everybody. This is Brother Donald.
And this is Brother Michael, and we're delighted to have you back with us once again.
Let me say, God loves you.
Yes, he does.
And don't forget, God hates fags.
Yes, of course.
I read that somewhere. I read that actually, yes, in the men's room. Yes. Thank you, Bob.
Yes, the men's room was on the wall, written scrawled on the wall. Yes.
Here's what we got you today on
DNA.
On yours in Christ.
I'm not reading that.
What is the hate monger putting in front of you
something
now?
Something that Arnold Schwarzenegger would say.
Oh, no, 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 no. You're a no. very bad man. No,
Arnold's a bad man.
Here, you say it. You wrote it. You say it.
No, no.
No, no, you say it. Hey. You say it.
This is Arnold told me to say, Jesus loves the little retards, all the little retards of the world.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Head writer, Rob Speedway.
There he is. I don't know.
Hold on. Got to get back into character. Joe, hit the music again.
Ooh.
Hit it. There you go. Now, welcome to Yours in Christ. Hi, it's Brother Donald
and Brother Michael.
All right, fade out the music, Joe.
Beautiful.
Well done. Get ready for it again. Here's what we got for you today on Yours in Christ.
Mike? Are you calling Joe Ardinger?
Mike, no. It's Jews for Jews.
Oh, really?
Of course, you know, Jesus was a Jew.
Yes, he was.
And now there's a product called Jews for Jews. It's called Bible Gum.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea. I guess built on the fame of Bubble Gum.
And Bible Gum is $3 per tin. As you can see, there's a picture here where there are little pieces of bubble gum shaped like the Holy Bible.
Well, I think that's a marvelous idea. Praise God. That's fantastic. Have a little Bible gum.
So praise the Lord.
You can chew and think about Jesus at the same time. And who can argue with that? A great idea.
So we're going to call up right now on the Yours in Christ show.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. Oh, the number seems to be busy.
Sure. The goddamn number's busy.
Brother Donald. Brother Donald, blasphemed.
You know, I...
blasphemed.
I slipped out of character
God
there again.
God forgive you for your words.
We're all sinners.
God forgive you for your verbiage. Oh, dear. Yeah. The clouds, the dark clouds swimming around your head momentarily. Yay.
You're pretty good at that.
Yay, though I hear that, Brother Donald.
I'm sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Hold on.
Satan reached out and played with your tongue momentarily.
Jews for Jews.
Bible gum. I bet if you were chewing some of that, you wouldn't have uttered that horrible blasphemy.
Can't believe I said GD while we were doing Yours in Christ.
That's astonishing. We normally save that for the locker room.
Ah, there's a ring.
Wonderful.
God loves you.
He does indeed, and I'm sure God loves Bible gum.
And don't forget tonight, a special tribute to all the popes past and present with Eric Carlson Bickle. That's tonight.
I'm Pope Talk.
Pope Talk.
Hello?
ECB. Hi, this is Brother Donald.
And I'm Brother Michael. How are you?
I'm great.
Hi, God bless you, ma'am. You're on the air with Yours in Christ. God bless you.
Thank you.
May we ask about the Bible gum that you're selling?
Yes. My husband is the one who runs the business, and he isn't here. But we have a website at BibleGum.com.
BibleGum.com.
How's the Bible gum selling?
Well, since it was in Glamour magazine this August, we've had a lot of calls. But it's been,
timely reminder to join everybody later on this evening for Father Pat Goss's Driving for Jesus. He'll be traveling the country in that fabulous car of his, talking God with anybody who cares to talk with him about it. Father Pat Goss coming up a little later on.
And later tonight, a special photo segment for Wayward Girls with Sister Lisa Herndon. Sister Lisa will be taking calls from girls who have lost their way. That's later tonight here on the Christian Broadcasting Center.
And, of course, don't forget our fabulous Saturday Pray-tacular. We'll all be out there in our made-to-order pews praying to Jesus.
You're listening to Yours in Christ right now. God bless You, this is Brother Donald.
And I'm Brother Michael, and we're talking about Bible gum, a brand new product that apparently is just jumping off the shelves like a spiritual.
Can you tell us the gum? What's the flavor of the Bible gum, sister?
It's spearmint.
Ah, spearmint.
Sugarless.
Spearmint.
Jesus loves spearmint.
Hey, listen, don't forget, everybody, join Deacon Jeff Ennis and Downloading Christ and Deleting Satan. That'll be tonight at midnight. That's our overnight feature on the Christian Radio Broadcasting Network. How much is a tin of Bible gum?
Well, I think if you get it on the website, it's $3 or $3.50. I'm not exactly sure. That's why I said they should call when my husband was here.
All right, I'd be glad to give this site another plug. I believe he said it's BibleGum.com. Hey, everybody, you're listening to Yours in Christ. This is Brother Donald.
And this is Brother Michael, and we're talking all about Bible Gum with a timely reminder for everyone this weekend to enjoy the Father Fez Show. As Father Fez says to each and every one of God's creatures, you're all welcome no matter what your lifestyle.
And, sister, may I ask you to join us in prayer for a brief moment on the Yours in Christ show? If we could join hands now, sister.
Everyone join hands.
We're praying for a sinner that we know among us.
A man who's done bad things, bad deeds, but a man who can find his way with our help.
His name is Brother Jeremy Coleman.
Brother Jeremy Coleman sinning constantly.
He is sinning in God's eyes. He is sinning in my eyes. Sinning in your eyes.
Father, we ask you to bring Jeremy Coleman back into your flock. Watch over him and guide him and make sure that he finds his way.
Would you give us an amen on that, sister?
Amen.
Thank you.
Can I hear you say, God wants to save Jeremy Coleman?
No, I couldn't say that because I don't know Jeremy.
I want to tell you something. He's despicable.
Yes.
He's a sinner.
He's lost his way. Satan has entered into his mind.
I hope he finds it, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Good luck with the Bible gum.
Oh, thanks so much.
And Joe, hit the music.
Bye.
Are you sure you don't want to denounce Jeremy Coleman as the son of Satan? With his evil seed. Hello, sister.
I think she's gone.
Honey, are you there?
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Satan's had his way today.
God damn it.
There, blaspheme. Blaspheme. The clouds have gotten into your brain again.
There you go. You should dip your hands in the holy water.
Do we have to, do we have to do a break? Because, you know, we have even more products. We also have, hold on a second. We've got break into scripture cookies.
Scripture cookies, what a shame. You know what? I've got an idea. We should send Jeremy Coleman a package of Bible gum and some scripture cookies.
There's also sweet scripture, Testament's fruit chews. I am not making this stuff up.
Fantastic.
Jeremy's a sinner. All right. Here's the, Lisa went to the website. Okay, turn the music off there, Joe. About Bible gum. Why Bible gum?
Why?
Bible gum has many applications.
Why?
Sunday schools, incentives, gifts, banquets, retreats, personal enrichment. And, Rob, I know you'll be interested in this. Bible gum is packaged by disabled folks.
Oh, wonderful.
Meaning that maybe Gary Condon's wife is packaging this.
Very good.
It's become a means of economic activity for individuals who otherwise are completely disadvantaged. And who knows, Rob, maybe you got some retards doing that, huh? Satan hates tooth decay. Bubble gum stimulates, promotes, and reinforces interest in the Bible.
Jesus says floss and brush regularly.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Yours in Christ. Joe, hit the music one more time. You guys.
That's a good boy.
Would you like to repent, Brother Donald, for 2 GDs during our segment today?
And listen about Bible gum.
Yes.
When it loses its flavor, it comes back 3 days later.
Yay!
God loves you.
That's it on Yours in Christ, everybody.
Thank you.
This is Brother Donald.
And Brother Michael.
Until next time. Don't forget that our time is your time. All the time we have together is very, very important to the hands of God. So until next time. The time of the punches, we got to go. Thanks for making our time your time.
And remember, every day, the time is always God's time.
Yeah. Okay, turn it off, Joe.
turn it back. Yeah.
He got that down.
Beautiful.
He got it down. Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you. Yours in Christ.
Lovely.
Okay.
Lovely.
But we come back. Oh, next.
Yes.
Something great. Be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's a funny kind of a thing, but you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load. A load is off my shoulders. You're good. Doc, thank you.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something?
No, I did nothing.
You did something?
I didn't.
The load? Gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. No. You're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to begin to touch with you.
Just don't.
Oh, just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Yeah. Could we define fag? Because some feelings may come up.
I don't fag you, Doc. Got it?
Doc.
Simple. Mm-hmm. Huh? You're good, Doc. You're good.
Live from the Pegasus, the Don and Mike Show.
Give me 30 seconds here.
Okay, honey.
Okay, hold on.
I just remembered what's coming up. I'm excited about it. I really am.
Although, there's a couple of different ways that we can go with this.
Okay.
Now, what we have, courtesy of our friends at the Record Mart,
right,
is from Donnie's record bag.
Right.
It is a copy of a record, circa 19... Christ, it's got to
be 50-something.
Like 50-something. Yeah. It's Pearl Bailey.
Wow.
And it says, Go Star, the record acting game. You act scenes opposite your favorite star.
Very good. You were talking about this yesterday.
And what you did back in the 50s was you would go to the record store, you'd buy the record.
Right.
And it came with an actual copy of a script.
Good.
And you would sit at home, and you would act with Pearl Bailey.
So we're going to act with Pearl Bailey now.
Now, what I've done is taken the first page.
Right.
And I think that we could have a contest that maybe on tomorrow's show you can take one of the upcoming acts,
okay,
and write your own dialogue.
All right, very good.
Now, I've just written one page, page 1, so please allow me to do page 1 by myself.
All right, no problem.
To see how this works out. And then tomorrow you can write a page.
Now, are you going to be the old man when
yes.
Pearl talks to you?
Yes, I'm in scene number one. Now, I've written my own dialogue.
All right.
I'm not really sure how this is going to work out. If it fails miserably, you and I will just do the scene.
Star.
Okay.
Then Miss Pearl Bailey in scenes written especially for you.
For you.
We first meet Miss Bailey at a mountain resort.
Okay.
It seems her agent has convinced her that she needs a short vacation and has arranged everything, including a day of fishing with a hired guide. You play the guide. A real character.
Yes.
Miss Bailey plays herself.
Huh. I'm ready.
It's early morning. You're both hiking through the woods. Miss Bailey speaks.
For heaven's sake, when do we get there?
Who cares? Pearl Bailey, we are lovers.
We are.
We are. I love your pretty genitals. Aren't they pretty?
Oh, she's pretty, all right. Except I can't see it. When does the sun come up around here? Wait a minute. How did I get in after I push it off?
You just let yourself go, honey.
I'll get all wet.
I know you get all wet. Don't be afraid of my DNA shower. Just get ready and enjoy it. Pearl?
No, I'm not afraid of a little. But, mister, that's a whole lake full. Why'd I ever let my agent talk me into something like this? Go up there, he said, and rest and relax.
Yeah.
That's just what he said.
Right.
Now, when are we going to rest and relax?
I'll tell you what you can do. As soon as you see that giant hole I had you dig, as soon as you fill that with my...
I'm going to do.
With DNA.
I'm going to sleep when we get out on that lake. Do you know how much sleep I got?
No.
I went to bed at 2, and you got me up at 3.
Dumb bitch.
And that's a grand total of 1 hour.
Just shut up and do me. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, fun or no fun, I'm tired, and I'm sleepy. And what's more, I'm bruised, I'm scratched, and I'm cut.
I know.
There was no path we came up. That was a jungle all the way. Look at me. Just look at me.
Hey, honey, the jungle is your genitals.
She got a little more dialogue there.
The jungle is your genitals. The jungle is
you, happy hooligan.
Hey, what's the deal? You got to take a dump.
That's all I got done.
So you can see the fun we can have.
Oh, absolutely.
Writing our own dialogue.
Sure. We should do it on the fly, though. We should do it completely on the fly.
All right. Well, then let's. if you like.
Challenge, you know.
If you like, let's go to.
Stay with the same playlist or move on?
Well, let's go to City Hospital.
City Hospital. This is scene number two.
All right. Pearl is going to be who? Mrs. McKenzie?
Pearl Bailey playing the nurse, and Mike, you and I guess, will go back and forth playing the role of Mrs. McKenzie.
That should be almost queued up.
Room of a large city hospital.
Yep, okay.
You are Mrs. McKenzie.
Okay.
Your only child has just had a very serious operation.
Okay.
You don't know whether or not she will recover.
Uh-oh.
A nurse is trying to comfort you. Pearl Bailey, playing the nurse, speaks first.
Crying isn't going to help, Mrs. McKenzie.
I can't help it. My butt's bleeding, and I just want somebody to shoot me.
You've got to stop thinking like that.
I
can't. Don't think about what might happen. Think about what you want to happen.
What I want to happen is for these lesions in my butt to dry up because I'm bleeding from the anus. Pearl? Pearl?
How many children do you have, Mrs. McKenzie?
I have 15 children, and I'm about to drop one right now. Please, please tell the doctor to tell everybody I'm going to drop child right now.
Bitch. Pearl.
Pearl?
The doctor will send word as soon as there's any change. Why don't you try to get some sleep? Here. And you lie down on the couch. I'll wake you up as soon as there's...
Listen, I want you to take my temperature, honey, but I want you to do it rectally.
All right now.
Yes, do it rectally.
Like I'll see until you're asleep. But you must try it.
I'll try, but my butt's bleeding.
Oh, it hurts when you put the rectal thermometer in.
There, I know.
No, you look mighty good. How about a nice lesbian scene? I didn't mean to offend you. I just put my finger on you.
Dr. Gerson, report to surgery immediately. Dr. Gerson, report to
surgery
immediately.
My water's broken.
No, nothing's happened. Please, Mrs. McKenzie, you've got to keep control of yourself. We'll both be a bundle of nerves if you don't.
I can't help it. I know you might think it's funny, but I want to do you right now.
It really wasn't a joke, Mrs. McKenzie.
No joke, baby.
I had a friend who was going through just exactly what you are now.
Yeah.
She worried so much before that when the news finally came, she couldn't stand up under it.
She was a lesbian?
Broke down completely.
Uh-huh.
I don't want the same thing to happen to you.
Come on, I want you to give me the lie back, and I want you to do me right now, Pearl. Do me. Do me.
I don't know any more than you do.
Yes.
Now you lie back and rest.
Nurse Blake, report to surgery. Nurse Blake, report to surgery.
Well, that's me. Now, you do as I tell you.
Right.
Get some sleep. I'll be back as soon as I can.
You don't understand. I'm a lesbian. Come back. I want to do you bad. Come back and lay with me. Lay with me right now so I can do you. Take your clothes off and lay with me, please. You don't understand. Come on. Oh, hi.
Hello. Mrs. McKenzie?
Yes.
Mrs. McKenzie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, do me, please, you bitch.
Oh, well, it was best that way.
Oh.
Are you awake now?
I am awake, and I want you. Oh, look at me. You know.
Come here. Let me take your hand. Touch me. Touch me with your big, beefy hand.
McKenzie, stop it.
I can't stop it. Let me tell you something right now. I have always wanted you. I have wanted your firm, lovely buttocks. I have wanted your round breasts. I have wanted your belly. I have wanted everything about you. You don't understand. I'm so ugly, but you're so beautiful. Oh,
you don't think so, Mrs. McKenzie? I cried tears, too.
Really?
Exactly like the ones you're crying now. And I went wild with grief, just like you're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mrs. McKenzie. I'm a mother. Or maybe I should say...
You're a lesbian. Is that so impossible? You're a lesbian.
So impossible?
Yes.
Do you have some special claim over motherhood?
Well, I mean that you're a lesbian, too.
How else could you have meant it?
Oh,
Come here. I gotta take a crap.
Oh, yes, I have. My baby died.
Oh, no.
My only baby.
All right.
You're such a little girl, too.
I just took a crap. It has nothing to do with being a child.
I call it my
what
child.
I told you before about that friend of mine.
Yeah.
I wasn't a friend, Mrs. McKenzie. It was me.
I'm sorry that I ever...
It happened to me.
I'm sorry I ever entered this goddamn scene with you, Pearl.
You need to be sorry.
Okay.
I'm over it now. As much as anyone can probably get over losing a child.
All right.
But you see, Mrs. McKenzie...
What? I want you.
If you hadn't jumped to conclusions...
Hey, I want to jump you, Pearl.
Hey, Pearl?
You won't have that problem.
Pearl, listen to my friend
here. Little girl is going to live.
Music was over my fart.
Oh, no.
You know, I think really, I like doing it on the fly, but I think we should just put our heads together.
All right.
And tomorrow, like tonight and tomorrow, write some good dialogue.
Absolutely.
Well, we can
You take a scene and I'll take a scene.
Okay. How about, Robbie, how many scenes are there? There are four?
There's eight.
There's eight scenes.
Wonderful.
All right, hold on. Let me go to the first page again to see what we got. We've got, so you're right, The Greatest, we're with a cabbie. Country Girl, you play the part of a producer.
Okay.
The Manly Art, you play the art part of Alan. The Guest, you play the part of the guest. Or Dead Wrong, you play the part of Georgia. Which would you like, Mike?
All right, I will. Now, we've done City Hospital.
And we did Short Vacation.
Okay. The only one I want to take is Country Girl. That's the one I have to have, so I'll take Country Girl.
All right, then you know what? I will take, without reading it, I'll take The Greatest.
Okay.
Where I play the part of the cabbie.
Ah.
And it'll be a little competition that tomorrow neither one of us will know what the other has written.
Right.
And tomorrow, right in the beginning of the show, we can come in and we can read our things that we've written for our dialogue with Pearl Bailey.
Okay? Very good. Excellent.
Okay. I thought I had that first one down. Robbie, play that. Put that first one on again.
You got it.
Let me just see. Speak.
For heaven's sake, when do we get there?
Hey, Miss Bailey, we are lovers, baby.
We are?
Yes, and look at your pretty genitals.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, she's pretty, all right.
Yeah.
Except I can't see it. When does the sun come up around here?
Hours from now.
Wait a minute. How do I get in after I push it off?
Just let yourself go, bitch.
I'll get all wet.
Don't be afraid of my DNA. Just relax and enjoy it, baby.
Get it all over you.
It's all over you now. Look
no,
at
I'm
it.
Not afraid of a little.
I know.
But, mister, that's a whole lake full. Why'd I ever let my agent talk me into something like this?
Donnie from...
Go up there, he said, and rest and relax. That's just what he said. Now, when are we going to rest and relax?
As soon as you fill that hole with my DNA, you dumb bitch. And I'll tell you what else
I know
you...
what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to sleep when we get out on that lake. Do you know how much sleep I got?
I don't care.
I went to bed at 2, and you got me up at 3.
Right, bitch.
And that's a grand total of 1 hour.
Just shut up and do me. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, fun or no fun, I'm tired, and I'm sleepy. And what's more, I'm bruised, I'm scratched, and I'm cut.
Right.
And there was no path we came up. That was a jungle.
You're going to talk jungle?
All the way. Look at me. Just look at me.
I'm looking at you. You know the jungle I see? The jungle I see is in your underpants. Your genitals look like a jungle. Jesus, look at that overwrought garden. God, what a mess down there in your underpants, Pearl.
Thank you, happy hooligan.
Now what? You got to take a crap? Huh?
Looks like I got her. Doesn't
it? Okay. That's
very good.
That's how it should go, I think.
Absolutely.
We got to hear it and do the pauses
right. Absolutely.
All right, so tomorrow you take the Country Girl.
Right, and that'll be fun.
And I'll take the cab driver. And hey, you know what?
I've already read a little of the Country Girl. I think it's going to be strong.
Let's have some fun.
All
you
right.
Want to let Buzz play?
Yeah, absolutely. Buzz, which one would you like?
Buzz?
I love the theater.
Well, which would you like?
I don't pick one. I don't have a list in front of me.
How about The Manly Art?
I love it. That's
okay.
The one I want.
Robbie, give Buzz a copy of The Manly Art, and everybody can play this game tomorrow.
Very good.
All of us will have a scene, so everybody's got some homework to do tonight.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
To see who can write the best scene with Pearl Bailey.
Yeah. Well, it's safe to say I'll be drinking at dinner.
Like you wouldn't have been? All right, let's go to Guy Birdley right now.
Right now. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboza.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead made-up story tonight?
Tonight, the blood, the hair, and other things.
Oh, a condom?
Yeah.
All right, Congressman Condon, you got it.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. And Pearl, that was very...
Oh, professional, honey.
Number one, Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Better come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the man that gave me.
You're ripping my car.
Yeah. Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!
Making a daily commitment in the eyes of God.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We're up at WNEW in New York. Time for Buzz's News and Comments Now, brought to you tonight by GolfRealm.com. Keep it simple, keep it online, keep track of your handicap and playing partners at GolfRealm.com. Now here is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, it was obvious to police that Congressman Condit's apartment had been cleaned recently, but they did find a spot of blood in plain sight in the bathroom. They also found evidence of blood specks on the slat of a Venetian blind. They also found a long, dark brown or black hair and some massage oil.
Do you think it was, I wish I had the Elvis thing here, you think it was a pubic hair?
Probably too long for that. They said it was certainly
not mine.
Too long for Mr. Condit.
Mine are very long. I cultivate them. My pubic hairs are like Andy Rooney's eyebrows.
Your hair grows.
Yes.
The missing intern, Chandra Levy, has long auburn hair. Police also took away a carpet sample, a bathroom canister, and some clothing. These are among the things Washington police sent to the FBI's crime lab. The congressman would not let police confiscate a pair of pants they found with a dark red stain.
Hey, guess what I found?
What?
Filthy Elvis?
It's still here?
In other developments, the flight attendant who says Condit asked her to cover up the affair now also says, and I quote, Mr. Condit is hiding a whole lot of other things beside his extramarital affairs.
And Buzz, I got a call from somebody at the station during a break earlier today, like 4 hours ago.
Right.
It was, in fact, the stew, the waitress from the airplane, who talked about the rules that Gary Condit has if you're going to have an affair with him. That's where the rules came from.
The five rules.
Yes, the five rules.
And her lawyer says his client is now, and I quote, more afraid of him than ever. That's the lawyer talking about the flight attendant. She says she suspects other women were asked to sign documents denying their affairs with Condit. That brings us to the Pentecostal minister, who says his daughter, who's now 25, had an affair with Condit when she was 18.
Hey, the news just gets better and better for this guy.
You know,
doesn't it?
What I wonder about is, like, in the average home, if, you know, somebody has some sort of accident, and, you know, if you do a search and you find blood,
right?
I mean, if that's unusual, whether there are histories with something like that.
My bathroom is covered with blood, but it's mainly from my butt.
Butt blood.
See somebody about that.
They can identify that too.
I'm sure every home has some blood in it.
Some from my penis.
Yeah. I remember.
Well, you sprayed blood, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God.
Some from my toes. I'm a mess. Some was out of my ears and was out of my eye.
I'm trying to think the last place I bled from. I think my, my butt.
Oh, God.
Earlier this morning.
See doctors on the train.
The lawyer, or the minister, rather, says his daughter was also told not to say anything about the relationship.
And about Condit and the cops, quoting the flight attendant again, as far as I'm concerned, they consider him a suspect. Now, the feds have started investigating Congressman Condit as well. They're looking into whether he's obstructed justice or encouraged perjury in the Chandra Levy investigation.
Now, Buzz, need to break in here. We have a follow-up call from when we did Pete Makes the Call earlier.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Here's Aaron. Pete Johnson called his wife. Remember this guy who said his wife pushed him around all the time?
Yes. Hello, Aaron.
He's calling back to give us a progress report. Yes, Aaron.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
She's so pissed. It's not even funny. And she, the first thing she says, they called me a bitch on the radio.
Wow.
Well,
yes, Aaron, and what can we do for you?
And I hope the second thing that you said was I called them up and asked to participate in the radio game.
Exactly. She says, now, why did they call my house? It's her house. Not our house. It's her house.
Oh, you're losing.
Yeah, I'm losing big time right now. But I'm going to go meet her for a couple drinks to go off work, and hopefully things will be better.
That'll fix it.
Okay, good.
Thanks for the update, Aaron.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
All in fun.
What up, dickweed?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Just like the other guy.
You know? Hello.
Like the guy with the girlfriend. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Hey, who's this?
This is Steve from the Bronx.
Hello, Steve.
I don't know what topic you are. I was just calling up, man, just to say what's up, guys. I love your show, man. I'm still listening.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
I enjoyed it for the past couple nights, man. It was a real good show for the past couple nights this week, man.
All right, thank you.
Keep up the good work, man. All right?
Thanks,
have a great summer.
Thank you. We will. Thank you, Steve.
An endless summer.
Cool.
There you go.
Hey, man.
Did he say tool?
I think so.
I don't know.
Did he call us a tool?
Maybe.
I think he got ugly at the end.
What is that? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tool. Tool.
Tool.
Tool.
Caribbean Tahoe. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, my brother.
Hi.
Buzz, sorry for interrupting your news.
No problem.
Buzz, this is Jimmy Source. Got any weed?
Get out of here. Buzz, I'm sorry. I know we had real newsbreakers.
All right.
Okay, anyway, next.
The Sopranos led the way in today's announcement of this year's Emmy nominations. It got 22. NBC's The West Wing was second with 18. The Practice, Law and Order, and ER also got nominated for Best Drama. Best Comedy.
How many for Judging Amy?
I don't see it here on the list.
Best Arliss?
No, that's not here either.
All right, now we're playing a game.
Yes, we are.
Now
yes.
I got to come
you'll
up with
win.
A worse one.
You win. Now you're giving him help.
No,
Rob.
Now, Rob, and I don't. Frankly, Titus is a funnier show than Arliss.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Or whatever the dumb judge.
This is
Amy.
Like the medical information line right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, hold on a second. Give me a minute. Are the Fighting Fitzgeralds nominated?
No, they're not on here.
That's tough to beat.
The Fighting Fitzgeralds. I don't know if I can go any lower than that one right there. Best comedy nominees include Everybody Loves Raymond, Frasier, Malcolm in the Middle, Will and Grace, and Sex and the City. In the variety, music, or comedy category, it's Chris Rock, Letterman, Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Politically Incorrect, that's Politically Incorrect, and Saturday Night Live's Presidential Bash 2000.
I say give it to Letterman. If nothing else, give it to Letterman based on the Julia Roberts show that he did two nights ago.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I was gonna talk to you in the office about this because you told me to watch this Letterman show. Julia Roberts, the thing that Letterman has that Leno will never have. Letterman has that real, like, he wants to get into her pants style. You know that there's a real sexual energy, which Leno. He's so manic and he's so hyper, he never brings that to the table.
Well, and he's also very happy with Mavis, his Italian wife with a mustache.
That's the difference right there when Letterman gets all excited.
The show that Letterman had with Julia Roberts was a show that, for him, should have been a watershed moment, like the Hugh Grant show was an audience shifter for Leno, because he looked down Julia Roberts' blouse. Mm-hmm. He got Paul Schaefer to ask her if she's gotten laid.
It was hysterically funny, and it was great energy between them. And, you know, when he has a great guest, you really do believe that he's jacked up and he's going to do a better show.
He is really, though. I mean, I think we're all big David Letterman fans.
Yeah.
But is he not the oddest-looking man on the planet?
He is.
And you know what he does with his glasses?
Right.
And I know you've mentioned this recently. I think without even knowing, Letterman does this. You know the old guy thing?
Where he puts them down on the bridge of his nose.
No, he puts them up on his forehead.
Oh, he sticks them on his forehead?
When he's going to read, I've only noticed it recently, but when he's going to read something, like read a card, he takes those little glasses and puts them up on his forehead. And, you know, Dave, why not just come to work with a baseball cap on and your left-hand turn signal turned on?
He is still the horny nerd boy. And when you hear him say that, you remember that line when he said, in my dream, you know it's real.
Yeah, it was an excellent episode with Julia Roberts.
Really good. Four co-stars of the West Wing refused to show up for work this week when filming began for a new season. Actors John Spencer, Allison Janney, Brad Whitford, and Richard Schiff are taking a cue from the stars of Friends and holding out for a lot more money.
See you later, douchebags.
Yeah. You know, that's not the kind of show that is Friends. It really isn't. Yeah, well, they're a significant part of a popular show, but some experts say they may be setting themselves up to get fired.
Right.
Observers point out they are not the main characters. Martin Sheen and Rob Lowe fill those shoes. And they say that since Spencer, Janney, Whitford, and Schiff are contract players, they're breaking their contracts by not showing up, giving Warner Brothers good reason to cut them loose. The absent actors make $100,000 each per episode. Word is they're each holding out extra $50,000.
Wait. These people who are, and I don't watch The West Wing as much.
The West Wing is a great show. It's an ensemble cast.
Right. So these people who aren't, I know it's not Martin Sheen.
Right, and it's not Rob Lowe. Those are the principal. These are good actors.
They make $100,000 an episode.
This is what I read.
They do 22 episodes a year. Right. That is, $2.2 million a year?
That's what it works out to.
F you, scumbags.
And you know what? And I think they will cut them loose, because when you add up that $50,000 a year each for the production company, mm-hmm. and this is a show, I think it's Aaron Sorkin.
Listen,
it's, it's the writing of the show that makes it go.
Dick Van Patten will do it for half that.
That's true. Bring him into the West
Wing.
And he's
available. Buzz, hold on. We've got to do this. Let's break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Billy.
Oh, yeah.
How about you?
About a month.
A month, that's all?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality. I guess that greased the wheels a little.
Bill's the plumber.
Hey, my name's Bill, too.
Well, we have a lot in common.
Yeah, sure we do.
Dark Pants Time, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, kids, don't forget that Monday on the show, it's the nipple show, the National Nipple Day show.
Longest nipple could win some serious money.
Give it away $1,000 an inch for the girls with the longest nipples and $10 an inch for the guys. Thank God at this moment no guys have called yet.
We'll have the rulers.
Only girls have called, and that's the way we like it.
Right.
877-365-3636. You want to get involved, it'll be on the web at www.donandmikefans.com, a live webcast of the nipple show on Monday. Now, here is a nipple of aficionado.
Yes.
Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. What goes down must come up. Starved for good news, investors sent stocks upward today on earnings reports
that
gave just enough hope that a business turnaround will come sooner rather than later.
And Tiger Woods, his golf game is in the crapper. So
yes,
that's so
is.
Much for that theory.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
That's the Monday afterwards.
Yeah. It isn't a Monday, so it doesn't really count.
And, you know, another day has gone by, and I still don't have that picture of Tiger Woods.
Yes. You're never going to get that Tiger Woods picture.
Oh, I better.
You're never going to get it.
$1,000.
Just couldn't make it on time.
Hey, sorry about that, Don.
I'm surprised you didn't know that. I'm going to get it.
The Dow soared 238 to back above 10,000. The NASDAQ was up 104. Microsoft led that rally, rising after the software maker said its fourth quarter revenue would top expectations. And speaking of Tiger.
And kids, listen, yeah. I'm going to give you a brief language lesson right now.
Okay.
What do you think about the stock market?
Uh-huh.
Viacom equals stalled. So if you're out driving your car and then you pop the clutch, you say, oh, the car is Viacom.
Viacom.
Because the two words, they mean the same thing.
Viacom.
The Viacom, it means stalled.
At this year's New Zealand Open in January, it cost adults $20 to get in to see the golf tournament, and kids under 16 got in free. It used to be free for everybody. But next year, everybody pays, and the price is 10 times as much as this year's. $205 a head, regardless of age.
Zealand, New Zealand, I don't think so.
Maybe.
That's because Tiger Woods is coming.
Ah! Tiger Woods!
Tiger's not allowed to charge an appearance fee on the PGA Tour, but at other tournaments, the sky's the limit.
Right!
Apparently. Word is Tiger will be paid $2.25 million just to show up.
Yeah, worth it.
That has New Zealand top golfers threatening to boycott the event. They call the higher ticket prices a gross insult.
Right.
That is a gross insult.
An old New York tourist.
That's not how they talk in New York.
No, I don't think so. No.
It's a gross insult, mate. A
couple of guys hiding there do it.
Yeah, like New Zealand, that's like where Kiwi is from, right?
Yeah, the Kiwis, they're down next to Australia.
Right. I was doing the German thing.
That's right.
Switzerland. An old New York tourist scam has reared its head again. At the Cloisters Art Museum Tuesday night, police arrested a man who had posed as a security guard just outside the women's restaurant. He wore a nice suit and carried a museum catalog. He told a woman entering the restroom that museum visitors are not allowed to take their purses inside for security reasons. He said he'd hold her purse and gave her a claim check, telling her she could get the purse back from him with that ticket when she returned.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
Who's that man?
Yes, it was there Pete. He is.
But when the woman went inside, the man took off running with the purse. The woman's husband saw all this and gave chase, leading the con man right into the hands of some real security guards. Police say this same scam has been pulled before at other museums in New York. Tourists, beware.
You know what that is, bro? That's Crook and Chase.
Yeah!
You just gave us Crook and Chase.
I did.
And I bet my wife and my sister-in-law get caught at that very same scam.
Oh, sure, they'd be doing that.
Oh, here you go. Because that's how they're spending almost all the time when they're not spending my money today, is going off to the museums and stuff.
Museuming?
I just hope they heard this in time. A story here in New York that's been growing hair is this one about the woman who's the public relations guru for Britney Spears and other big-name celebrities.
And a good-looking lady she is, too.
She is, as a matter of fact. Lizzie Grubman.
Buzz, I am being facetious.
Oh, I'm not. I thought she had a great body. Her face looks a little bitchy, I thought.
She looks a little rough.
She's had
a rough week. Her face was like Ellen Barkin face.
I knew her. She's had a rough week.
I've got a skillet face. I wouldn't do her.
Oh, I'd do her in a minute.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. That's a much better picture.
Yes, isn't it?
Yeah, I would do her. That's a much better picture than they had in the post.
Someone inside.
I would do her pronto.
Lizzie Grubman did some yelling outside a nightclub in the Hamptons over the weekend, called a bouncer white trash, and then climbed into her Mercedes SUV.
Well, you know what? You don't F the face.
Right.
I'd say yeah.
She looks like she's probably been crying a lot. She's very upset.
Of course she's crying. She's ran over 16 people and drove away.
Oh, she just had a few drinks. She threw the SUV into reverse and, yes, plowed into 16 people. Now, she's hired someone to handle her PR, and one of the victims is suing her for $30 million.
Hey, but the good news is Gary Condon was nowhere near this.
Not at all. Four other victims say they're thinking about suing. Lizzie's now out on $25,000 bail, but she faces up to 25 years in prison for reckless endangerment and leaving the scene of an accident.
Yeah, where was Robert Blake in all this?
Yeah, was he under the wheels?
He's
getting his gun.
The deal is, from what I understand, is that she leaves this place. She says to the guy, "You're white trash." She backs this SUV into 16 people, knocks them down, runs them over. Mm-hmm. Then she leaves. And like, she calls her lawyer as soon as she leaves,
right.
And she goes home and she sobers up,
mm-hmm.
so that by the time the cops get there, they can't give her the breathalyzer. The breathalyzer.
Right.
Test.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's the story so far.
Well, she could enter our contest, though. Oh, Mike, you're doing some artwork on her picture in the newspaper.
Yes, I am. I don't know how realistic that is.
And you know, if you go to her website, it says something like, "We offer..." Oh, crap, I read it in the paper today. Ah, never mind. Something about we offer... She's in the publicity business, right?
Right.
When celebrities get in trouble.
Exactly.
And it says something like, "We offer you a fast getaway."
Oh, my God.
Something like that on her website.
Wow.
Mike, you should have been an artist. You really should have. You've done Lizzie great. Lizzie.
Ricky Martin found life after Menudo. He found life after Menudo, and so apparently has former Menudo member Ruben Gomez.
Ah, Ruben Gomez, everybody.
Ruben is suing Sharper Image for $10 million, claiming he was seriously injured in one of their store's vibrating chairs. Gomez says a salesman invited him to try the Shiatsu chair, and he says the vibrating caused an object on a shelf to fall on his head.
No!
Well, that was 3 years ago, and he says he's had blurred and double vision ever since.
Ooh, double vision!
His wife is also suing for an extra $2 million, claiming loss of consortium. Gomez was kicked out of Menudo after being busted on drug charges.
Gomez, Kedita, Buzz, hold on, we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. In Philadelphia, at Franklin Field, the score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Mammal, not Ruckel, Don and Mike.
You know, we're up in New York for a couple of days here, and I just heard from the great Ape House,
yes,
back in D.C. from Charles Broyhill, that Kevin Pollak, he's in the D.C. area this weekend doing some shows, wanted to come by and be on the show.
Our good friend and wonderful actor and comedian, Kevin Pollak.
Comes all the way to where we finally are, and we're not there. So I think maybe he's going to call tomorrow. Kevin Pollak, our friend, one of our few friends in show business, tonight through Sunday at the Baltimore Improv.
Very good.
Pretty nice guy, pretty funny guy. Kevin Pollak. And that's tonight through Sunday. Did you plug Kevin? Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. A McDonald's loves to see you smile. They just can't always pull it off, according to a new study.
The Dow Jones News Service has gotten hold of an internal McDonald's...
Why'd that make you laugh so much?
It's too funny. They can't do it. There's going to be something bad about McDonald's.
Is it a bad McDonald's
story? It's not going to be good.
Oh, that's good. That's fine, because McDonald's won't advertise.
McDonald's. And you know what? McDonald's service...
going downhill.
Funny you should mention that. The Dow Jones News Service has gotten hold of an internal McDonald's study that says many of its customers don't like the way they're treated. The company survey shows that up to 11% of Mickey D's customers worldwide are dissatisfied enough to complain. That of that 11%, 7 out of 10 say they're unhappy with the way their complaints are handled. The study says this dissatisfaction has led to a sharp drop in business, partly because the unhappy folks are telling their friends, according to the study. The study says this may be why the company's losing $750 million a year in sales. Rude service was the top complaint. Running out of Happy Meals came in second.
I have a Big Mac. Hold the maggots, please.
We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots on the Big Mac.
Big Maggot.
Someday your toilet may know more about your health than your doctor.
Yeah, baby.
It already does, Buzz.
In some ways, it may be your doctor.
Except my toilet is a kaleidoscope of colors.
A kaleidoscope?
A kaleidoscope of, colors, yeah.
That's C-O-L-I-T-I-S-C-O-O-P-E.
The scientists in England are working on a toilet that would test your waste both times and call your doctor about it. The toilet would examine urine and stool samples for health problems and dietary content.
Mm.
The inventors say that if, for example, you weren't getting enough fiber, the toilet would contact your grocer to order up some high-fiber food.
I don't need a toilet this smart.
No.
That would save me a fortune in popsicle sticks and toothpicks.
They say the product should hit the market in about 5 years.
I like my toilets like I like my wives.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and dumb. You know what I mean? Same thing. You know,
sure.
No offense. Free, a great lady, wonderful woman. Love her the way she is.
Man, she's going to be so mad when she hears it.
Yeah,
probably.
No,
put that radio turned down tonight in New York City.
What do you get when you cross the drugs Viagra and Ecstasy?
You know, my toilet called Del Monte.
Really?
You need more corn. Not enough corn in this man's diet.
And that little LED says, enjoy it a second time.
Right.
When you cross Viagra and Ecstasy, you get what they call Sextasy is selling in some dance clubs for about $18 a pill.
Oh, no, I get it for you for $5 in New York.
There you go.
It's made, of course, with black market Viagra. And where does the black market Viagra come from?
From black guys.
No. 230 pounds of it was stolen at London's Heathrow Airport in broad daylight last month.
And Rob and I were just in Heathrow Airport.
Could you please give me that black market Viagra?
$4.5 million worth of Viagra in its powdered form as it was being shipped from Brussels to Puerto Rico.
Viagra!
The drug maker's insurance company is now offering a $30,000 reward for information about the theft. Now, Viagra users say it's great if you get the timing right. Viagra's a prescription drug that helps impotent men get and keep an erection a few hours after they take the pill.
Go eat an S sandwich.
The Pfizer drug is also being used recreationally by men who are not impotent. But now, competitor Eli Lilly says it's coming out with a drug called Cialis that's good for up to 48 hours.
Wow!
A 52-year-old man who tried to tell the New York Post he was able to perform at night and the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And quoting him, it's been a long, long time since I've been able to do that.
All right, Woody.
Bloody good.
Bloody Woody.
Italian men have a reputation for pinching women's bottoms, but a new study says Italian men are afraid of big breasts.
Oh, no, they're scared me. Yeah, look at them. Look at them coming out of the street, eh?
A psychologist who combed Italy's beaches found that 65% of the local men blushed or stuttered when they saw a woman with large breasts.
Hey, Don and Mike, Lord, you don't know to tell a book.
Oh, for you.
Prego, 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 prego is the best.
The shrink says Italian men prefer the girl next door type over the big busted bombshell.
Italians like big men, like Sophia Loren.
True.
Sophia Loren. Oh, hey,
but this psychologist says nearly a third of the Italian men he interviewed were downright frightened by the sight of a topless woman on the beach.
I know my Uncle Luigi's not frightened by it.
Look at me, they're gigante. Gigante, Pirolina.
It's 773.
365. Grande Mid Machino.
3636. 877-365-3636.
Chocolage Brestaggio.
Be the 100th caller now. We got some for you. Be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. Look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, tell me there's a broad waiting in the car. I want to tongue my...
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
It would remind you of a donkey you once saw. Mad.
magnificent. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, tomorrow we're all coming in with our homework assignments, the plays that we're writing with Pearl Bailey.
Yeah, I was doing a little bit of it during the commercial break.
I see that. Me and Mike and Rob and Buzz, we're all writing them. You'll hear them on tomorrow's episode. Plus tomorrow, the brand new low-budget Jeff R.D. That is tomorrow. Now here is Buzz.
Thanks, Don and Mike. In sports, Dennis Rodman apparently doesn't read the papers. Otherwise, he'd know that Charles Barkley's saying he won't make a comeback. Rodman says he and Barkley and Michael Jordan will all return to the court with the Washington Wizards.
Hey, Dennis season. Rodman. Hey, Dennis Rodman. What did that girl say? You're all right.
Didn't say that, Mr. Rodman.
Hi,
Dennis.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome alive.
That's what you're saying.
You're going back with the bullets.
I don't know if I believe it. The New York Post quotes Mark.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
How are you?
Great.
I've been laying low.
Yes, sir.
Laying low.
Post quotes Barkley is saying, Michael is definitely doing it, so is Barkley. Hopefully I'm going to be on the team.
They're doing what?
Now, coming back. I don't think so. It's almost all set. He says we're going to be the Geritol team. In the meantime, Rodman's opening a coast-to-coast club tour in New York tomorrow night called Dennis Rodman's Stripper's Ball. Quoting him again, there's going to be two girls for every guy.
Two girls for every guy.
The NBA on NBC has a nice ring to it, but CBS boss Mel Karmazin had a private chat yesterday.
Bravo! 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 What a man! What a man! What a man!
Karmazin had a chat with NBA Commissioner David Stern, and that got people talking. The talk is that Karmazin's trying to steal the NBA away from NBC. The broadcast rights come up for bid after the 2001-2002 season. But the NBA season overlaps with the college basketball that runs on CBS. And some experts say CBS just doesn't have room on its schedule for pro basketball. Experts also say Karmazin may just be trying to hand NBC a financial setback by driving up the bidding prices by $200 or $300 million. Quoting Karmazin, I don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
And finally...
Really? You mean that he didn't say, what haven't I done for you?
No, he didn't say that. He didn't have a comment. Finally, ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to empty the contents of your vagina. That's how it went in...
Now, who do you think you are? Phil the Elvis?
No. That's how it went in France when police suspected a 16-year-old Yugoslavian girl of theft.
Guilty.
An X-ray revealed there was something in there, a lot of something. Once she emptied the contents into a plastic bag... Police then sorted out 5 dozen pieces of jewelry.
Ooh.
60 items, including necklaces, bracelets, and rings.
Wow.
Necklaces, bracelets, and rings. Oh, my.
But they were all stuck together.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. Yes, thank you. That's it. We got to go. We will be back tomorrow with the all... new episode, and Rob wants me to promote the fact that tomorrow he's taking us to the peanut butter restaurant for lunch.
Yes, we're all going to Rob's restaurant where they have peanut butter and milk.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, am I 100?
No, I'm sorry you're not. Thank you, though.
All right, be cool.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Be more assertive. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller number 100.
There you go. What's your name, a friend?
My name's Chip.
Hey, Chip, where are you from?
Warrenton, Virginia.
Chip, you've won dinner for two at Pizzeria Uno, Chicago right. Bar and Grill. But wait, there's more. You've also won beer, Corona prize pack, Corona Light, miles away from ordinary. And you won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the sexiest show on TV.
Wonderful.
Sex and the City, Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the H Box Office. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you, everybody at WNEW, for being so accommodating again. We will see you tomorrow with a brand new episode. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you, good night, Mike.
Thank you, good night, Don.
And now, Rob. I know you'd love to do a certain dance when you throw your hat in the air. Please do it. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Now listen. What he does, a little rough with the boy, aren't you?
Yeah, well, his nose got in the way.
He likes it, though.
Why don't you boys sort that out at the Pegasus tonight? We will see you tomorrow, okay?
Bye-bye, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.